Log Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and welcome you to The Remix tonight. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're listening live to The Remix on Sunday night. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. And also invite you, if you want to come on over, I'm going to give you some cosmic directions so you can find your way on over here and join us live in The Remix tonight. The chat room is open, and The Remix family is in the chat room getting themselves nice and situated. So if you want to come on over and join us in the chat room, those directions to get yourself over is www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and you can come on over. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. And all you have to do is, as a guest joining us in the forum tonight, is to click the link at the very bottom that sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. The Remix family will make you feel right at home and welcome. So welcome, 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 everyone. And it's so good to have you guys joining me here live in The Remix tonight. I'm in the chat room as well. Esther, the other host for The Remix, is in the chat room as well as the rest of The Remix family. So you definitely want to get yourself on over and come on over. It's so good to be here tonight, you guys. It's good. I see some of you guys out there. I see you guys. I see you filling up on the phone line. If you're an international caller and you're calling in internationally, which I got to tell you guys something about that tonight, so remind me in case I forget. If you're an international caller and you're out there and you want to come on over and listen, it's very, very easy. All you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in to The Remix. You can also Skype in as well. How cool is that? You can Skype in, and you can come on over and join The Remix family right here live in The Remix along with myself. Tonight, we're going to be talking about understanding soul power and what soul power is. I do want to remind you guys that tonight's show, as well as all of The Remix shows, are available for you on demand. And you can listen to them anytime that you want, anywhere that you want. And it's a couple of ways that you can do that. So let me go ahead and tell you that really quick how you can do that. You can get yourself over to iTunes. And if you want to go over there to iTunes, where thousands of you have gone already, all you have to do is click the purple button here and subscribe, and it will take you straight to all of The Remix shows over on iTunes. It's over 500 shows, almost 600 now. And you can download, 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 and listen to your heart heart's content. Brothers and sisters and people from all over the world has visited the platform and shared their information. I like to bring those who are on the very, very edge of what we call growing up on earth and this humanity life to here that has the cutting edge information and really bring it to you in a way that you can begin to use it in your everyday life as we continue to evolve and grow up on planet Earth. So how cool is that? So you can go over to iTunes, you can download, you can listen, you can do all of that amazing stuff, and all of that is available for you. The other way is you can bring yourself right on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, and you can click the links at the bottom. When you click the links at the bottom, the cool thing is you just go through archives and archives and archives of shows. You can take a look at the titles, you can see what the subject matter was, and you can just have very, very fun with listening to all of the shows that are there. But that show, the shows are available for you on demand. You can listen to them anywhere in the world, download it straight to your computer, listen straight from the remix, and just enjoy yourself and have a great time. So greetings to everyone joining us here. We're going to be giving some international shots out in a minute. We're going to listen to some music, and then we're going to get into the share. I want to remind you guys, if you didn't get a chance to hear Friday's show, you need to go back, because I've received tons of emails about karma is a bitch, how we talked about it, how we got together, and that's what I love so much about the work, is that we're all here together, we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all evolving, and just continuing to prepare, propel ourselves forward, and we're doing it in such a freaking magical way. So yes, welcome to the remix, everyone. It's Sunday night, and of course, we definitely have some things that we do need to be mentioning here tonight, and we're going to be talking about that as well. I want to send some love out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., ashe to him, ashe to his family, and much love to him, because we're going to be talking about understanding soul power. And if there was somebody that we want to begin to take a look at that has lived on the planet Earth, that understood what soul power is, this brother, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he understood what soul power was. So that's what we're going to be getting into the share tonight, and we're going to be talking about that. I'll be taking your calls, so you definitely want to get your ass on the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, because we got a lot of things that we're going to talk about tonight, maybe do some readings too, and just a whole lot of other cool stuff. You know what we do. It's live in the remix. On that note, I do want to remind you guys. I do want to remind you guys of something, and that is, you know, the Kim Deck orders go in tonight. And so for those of you out there that are waiting for your Kim Deck, maybe you want to place order for your Know Your Magic Kim Deck. It is one of those tools that I recommend, especially for those of us who want to evolve ourselves and really do it in a way that is true to ourselves, very, very much authentic to who we are, and really tapping into all of our superpowers, because we do have those, and they're coming online even more and more and more and more every single day. This deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, was a deck that was channeled by me, and also the artwork was done by an amazing sister, the sister Pure Feminine Energy, and together we worked on this deck and brought it to life for you. And I have heard from hundreds and thousands of you. This deck has been around the world and back again. I can't even tell you how many times. And so many of you are using it. Others who are other readers are using it. I have doctors using it, lawyers using it. I have babies using it. I have every single person from every walk of life and literally all over the planet that is using the deck. And I'm going to get to tell you a story, something myself and Esther and Sister Munya, we all chimed in. We got a very special message from one of our listeners out there who is in Mozambique that's doing some really cool shit with the Know Your Magic deck. And so we're going to talk about that as well. So I just want to remind you of that. If you are interested, maybe you thought about getting the deck and you want to find out more about it, all you have to do is go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and you can take a look. Thousands, hundreds of you have left comments there about what the Oracle deck has done for you. The great thing about it, it's not like a tarot deck. There is no learning curve. You can take it straight, literally, out of the box and begin to work with it. And the energy that you're working with is your own energy. It is a tune-up muscle for yourself. It is you sort of kind of getting your superpowers in order, getting your psychic powers in order, and it really is you tapping into your higher self. That's exactly what you're doing with the deck. You're tapping into your higher self, communicating what's in the best interest for you and everything connected to you through that deck. I designed that way because there wasn't anything on the market that could come close to this. And so there's been so many stories about it. I definitely would invite you to go take a look. My goal, we have almost 3 million listeners, is for every single household needs to have a Kim deck. Absolutely, especially in the times that we're living in now, it is a definite must in your magical toolbox. All right, so I want you guys to go take a look at that, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's an audio workbook. I take you step by step. You get over 4 hours of me. You can download it straight to your device, and you can get right into knowing your magic. So often I get that question about new people, and they say, what are some of the things that you would recommend for me? I'm somebody very new at where I feel I'm new at. Of course, we know no one's new, but they want to get into learning all of these things about what is it when it means knowing your magic. Because knowing your magic is about living life with a purpose. And that's what it is to me. And so based on the thousands of readings that I've done for people all over the world, all over the planet, and even beyond, this is everything that has been put into the Know Your Magic audio workbook as well. So you can check that out, www.MissBlueBlast.com. And it's instant. You can get it right there. There is no delay. It is right there, and you can get the work. So now that we have that out the way, I want to give some shouts out. Big shout out to the Remix family. Peace and love to you guys over there. Whoa, I see you guys all on the phone lines, and I see you still filling yourself up in the chat room. I want to welcome you guys all here. So good to have the family, have you guys here in the forum tonight. It's really good to have you guys here. And then also, I want to invite you to come on over to chat if you want to do that, or also jump on the phone lines. So good to have everybody in the forum tonight. My energy is kind of woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. It's kind of extra high, as always. But we're going to kind of move around a little bit. We're going to listen to some music, listen to some Baby Blue. And then we're going to get ready to get into the share tonight. And we're going to talk about understanding soul power. I want to give a shout out, like I said, to all the Remix listeners from all over the world. And also, I want to give a big shout out to Self-Invested. Big shout out to Self-Invested. We did a Self-Invested class last night. Brother Bilal talked about numbers in you, and it's always going down when Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is in the house. And we had so much fun, learned so much about numbers and about ourselves, how to begin to just use these. And as Griffin is saying in the chat room, it was out of this world. Literally, it was out of this world, and we always do that. So big ups to all of the Self-Invested members, and just every time we get together and just do our work together, it is It is really out of this world, and always a joy when Brother Bilal is joining us as well, too. So peace and love to everybody in Self-Invested. Big ups to you. And, of course, we got to give my love to my priestess out there, because they're always holding it down, four corners of the world, and lifting it up and sending out that energy. So much love to all the priestesses out there. And don't worry, you guys. They'll be doing some readings soon. So, it's just all kinds of goodies going down, and 2014 right here live in the remix, and it's good to have everybody in the forum and to see you guys in the house. Some of you guys I haven't seen since 2014, so it's good to see you back in the house. You're up, you're doing your thing, you're making it happen in a big way, and you're loving life, and that's what it's about. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue
la,
and get into
la,
it.
La, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. Okay, so we're going to be listening to this song because this really is going to put us in mindset so we can kind of start to align our energy, because we're going to be talking about understanding soul power and what that means. What that means to you, how you're connected with soul power, and what exactly is soul power, and how do we tap into it? So that's what we're going to be doing after we listen to this. So just listen to this. Just some good solar vibes to kind of get you in that vibe. All right, here we go.
I've been watching for the light, took a trip to clear my mind. Oh, now I'm even more lost, and you're so, so fine. Oh my, been having conversations about breakups and separations. I'm not feeling like myself since the baby. Are we gonna even make it? Oh, 'cause if we are, we're taking this a little too far. We are, we're taking us a little too far. Baby, if we are, we're taking us a little too far. We be wherever I'm at, worry about wherever you are. Taking us a little too far. We're taking us a little too
belong to you. about you, that's just how I feel about you. Been about you and I'm still about you. But we ain't finished talking. I told you you don't need to worry about them bitches. All them vibes need to listen when the tennis talk. Cause they don't wanna see you happier than them. And girl, you swear they all your friends and it's been a problem. You the one that hate to come with that. I know you think it's funny that your ex is not a running back, but that nigga can't run him back. You tell me you done with that. And I believe it's true. As long as you know who you belong to.
Mine by Beyonce, and yeah, I want you to think about that song. I love that song. I really do. It speaks to my heart. It speaks to my soul, and that's what we're going to be talking about here live tonight in the remix, about understanding soul power. What is soul power? How do we tap into that, what we call our soul power? Let's talk about what soul power is. From the very beginning, one of the things that I want you guys to understand is that a lot of times we use terms and sometimes we interchange them and it becomes confusing. I'm going to make it as simple as possible as I can, as I understand it, and pass it on to you. When I'm speaking about soul power, what I'm talking about, your soul power is about everything that you are. Your soul power is directly tied into your purpose, your complete purpose for you being here. And the soul has a purpose. If we were to take a look and say, what is, if there could be a universal sort of meaning or understanding of what the soul purpose is, what would that be? What would the soul's purpose be if there was a universal understanding of it? Does anybody know? Is that something that you've pondered in your mind and maybe began to start to play with, to think? What is the purpose of the soul? What is that divine purpose that we all came back to this school of life on the planet Earth? What is that? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Can we begin to start pondering that? Sometimes we get caught up in our day-to-day life and we're searching so much for so many different things that sometimes we lose sight of something. But when you start to think about all of the people on the planet, and it's somewhere close to about 8 or 9 billion people on the planet, what is the soul's purpose? That overall soul's purpose is to evolve. That's the whole purpose. If we were to look at that collectively, because all is one, it has a lot to do with evolving. That's the soul's purpose. The overall purpose of the soul is to evolve. Now, understanding your soul power and tapping into that, this is a question I get asked so many times when I'm in the session, and so many people ask me this. It's about, what is my purpose, Ms. Blue? What did I come to the planet to do? You know, I'm really kind of confused about that. I thought I knew. I thought I understood it, but I'm really not sure how to connect with it. How can I get some help with that? Now, here's the honest and the truthful answer, and that is every single thing that you do is about your purpose. It really is. Everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you think, everything that you feel, everything that you know, everything that you understand, everything that you don't understand, everything that you fuck up, every single thing that happens to you, everything that you avoid, everything that you face, everything that comes in your present is your purpose. So if that's the case, then what are we really doing? What is it that we're really doing? Because, see, we're always truly living our purpose, but we're not always tapping into our soul's power. Because one of the things that we've done a lot of exploring as spiritual beings on the planet is we have explored the spirit a lot. Wouldn't you guys agree? Especially those of us who consider ourselves to be, and yes, I'm going to use that word in 2014, conscious. We talk so much about the spirit. Well, it's time for us to get some understanding of the soul. You understand? Because, see, your soul is, let me see if I can kind of give you an example of what the soul is to us. The soul is sort of that magical, hidden thing that lives inside of you. Now, there's been many studies from many scientists all over the planet, many people who are occultists and physicians. They have studied this. And man is forever looking for a couple of things. It's a couple of things that man continuously looks for. And let's see if we can name them, because I know you Remix listeners out there, you can name what man is looking for. Man is always fucking looking for God, one. And man is always looking for the soul. Those are two things that I guarantee you, as we continue to evolve ourselves, man is looking for God and man is looking for the soul. Those two things. They're looking for that. Matter of fact, there were some studies that was even done, and there was this doctor, and he really thought he had this shit figured out. So check out what he was doing. He was taking dead bodies, and he was waiting for people to make their transition, and then he was throwing their ass on the scale going, check it out. They lost 3 inches. The soul weighs 3 inches. He was like, check it out. I done figured it out. The soul weighs 3 inches. Then he would throw another body up there. Wait for it. Hold on. Oops. There it is. 2 pounds gone. 2 pounds. That was the soul. Damn, he had a big soul. It was 2 pounds. His soul left him. 2 pounds. Well, this is all foolishness, okay? The soul is not something that can be measured at all. Can't measure the soul. You just can't. It's almost like somebody telling you, can you give me a cup of electricity? Can you put a cup of electricity in my hand for me? I want to hold a cup of electricity. Check it out. There ain't nothing in there, right? That's right. The soul is one of those things. You know how we always say that we want to have a hidden power, something hidden within us, something sort of secret within us, and have that special power within ourselves. Well, that's what the soul is. You can't see it. The soul ain't something, you know, you don't walk up to a brother or a sister and you don't walk up to them and say, you know, check it out. I want to see your soul. you're going to let me in and let me taste a little bit of that soul, you know, and I will admit sometimes we have sort of those intimate relationships and we'd be like, girl, he just touched my soul. I mean, just think about all of the music and think about the songs and think about all of these things. Soul sister, you know, all of that stuff. You know, I felt that deep in my soul, you know, and all of those things can be expressed as human beings because we're so freaking clever as humans. All of those things can be expressed as human beings. But the truth of the matter is that's not our soul. I do want to talk about, and I also want to give some honor to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And, of course, we don't have to wait a day to celebrate his greatness or any of our ancestors who have done so much for the evolving of the human soul. We don't need to do that. We don't need to wait for that day. But energetically, here's what I want you to begin to understand, that when these energetic times are set, they are like energetic ley lines. that are going across the world. And one of the things that I told you guys last time is that scientists will be able to start discovering new planets. They're going to discover new things. They're even going to find more stuff on the other side of the Milky Way, which I went to a couple of years ago and told you guys about it. All kinds of new discoveries are coming up. And one of the things I want you to know that is significant at this particular time is that when you have these celebrations, it is important that you make sure that all of your experience in your reality is something that you can use to continuously help you to evolve. Okay? So the main thing about helping yourself evolve is about understanding the as above, so below. So if we were to look at that at this particular time, it's a couple of things that people are waiting for on the planet at this time. And some people are dreading these days, but most of humanity and most of the planet is really, really waiting for these days. So we're coming up, and who better to open up the energetic portal for us? Particularly those of us in this carnation who identify ourselves as African American or African descent, than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Who better to open up that gateway than him? And then followed by that, February is another gateway that is open up for us, and that gateway that is open up at that particular time is the celebration of African American history, Black History Month, or what we call Black History Month. So what I want you to do is not to dim these things down as mundane, because remember, this is mirroring a lot of things that are going on. And typically, if you are a scientist, and you should be studying your life as a scientist, that is something that have been taught to us a long time. Brother Panic always says that, study your life as a scientist. You need to begin to start looking things at a scientist, not look at the obvious, not look at what is just thrown in your face, but things that actually are, and really see how they can begin to be applied to you, because that is the whole purpose of understanding your soul power. Your soul has come down here. You have elected, because ain't nobody asked here, so spiritual, they ain't supposed to be here, period. Hands down. So your soul elected to come back because there was some more things that you wanted to evolve yourself on. And as you begin to evolve yourself on these things, there are so many things to continuously evolve yourself on as you continue. So now, here's the deal. Scientists have come up with something that they discovered. And they found the perfect time to begin to tell you this. And that is, they discovered something. Many of us, we already know. We have traveled to so many different places, and we have done all of these things before. But they have finally acknowledged that there is such a thing as a cosmic web that is connecting not only our universe, but other universes together. This is something they just recently came out with, and they're like, oh my gosh, we can see it. We can see this cosmic web that these crazy, crazy folks on the remix have been talking about for so long. These crazy ass people that have been saying this shit. It exists. It really does exist. The cosmic web exists. Not only connecting our dimension, not only connecting our universe, but it is taking into other universes and to other worlds and connecting to different planets and other things. And they're trying to figure this out, but they finally have been able to see that. So this cosmic web has a lot to do with energy that has been opened up by a lot of individuals who have been on the planet that have exhibited very strong amounts of soul power. And who better than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who had tons of soul power. And he understood his soul power. He understood his soul power coming here. He understood it. He understood it to the fullest. And so I want to play this really, really quick. We're going to talk some more about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his soul power, how you connect to your soul power, and some more things about soul power.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be that servant.
So, yes. That very powerful message that still rings true right now from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as he talks about serving. And, you know, particularly, and for our brothers and sisters who are all over the world, forgive us for just a moment, and it's some of y'all who can relate to this and some of y'all who cannot, but one of the things is we had a problem with service. Because we thought that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was only talking about service as far as bowing down. And we thought that's what he meant. Because he took the approach of nonviolence, we sometimes our minds got clouded and we thought that this was weak. This approach was weak. But a lot of what he was speaking about was not even about things that were happening on this plane. These were things that was going on a greater scope, on a scope of which I call the soul plane. So this ties directly into understanding what soul power is. I want to take you back, and I want to kind of help you to understand because, see, all of these things are so much linked together. Every single show that has been done, from even the show that we did, the Life Pot of Astro Pi, myself and Brother Bilal, and we talked about that, about choosing sides and sort of kind of coming in the middle and understanding where you are and facing that. The very next show that we did, the next show that came up after that, and even this particular show here is really, really so that you can have all of these things in front of you so you can continuously keeping yourself evolving. So what Dr. Martin Luther King was talking about, he was talking about his soul power, and he understood his soul power, and he understood it on a level that many will never be able to conceive in this lifetime. I want to take you back to his earlier years of when he was growing up. And this is something you may or may not know, but Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that was not originally his name. Why is this important? It's important because his father, and many of you out there are fathers, many of us are mothers, many of us have the care of children and even family members that are in our care. But his father understood something at a soul level, and he passed that lesson down to his son, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., so that can be embedded into him. And that lesson was this. Back in 1934, Dr. Martin Luther King Sr. took his family to Europe. So you got to ask yourself the question, this African-American man, black man, this brother got his family. He's here. He's dealing with all the drama that was going on in the West, all this bullshit that was going on in the U.S., and it was getting worse. Why would he take his family to Europe? At that particular time, if you understood the country, this is something that was told to me once by Brother Ogun, and I never forgot this. And one of the things is this. If you want to know what's going on in the world and with your people, is to take a look at the map and take a look across the globe, not just where you are, but take a look everywhere and see where your people are, what they're doing, how things are going. It's going to give you a greater insight than anything that you can find in a history book or anything that you can find that you see in a documentary or a movie, because you've got to know that there's a great story. It always is. He took his family to Europe. When he went to Europe, because he had this desire to go to Europe. Now, some could argue, because he was a reverend and sort of the scope of Christianity or of the Catholic religion or just the birth Christianity, a lot of movement was going on at that particular time in Europe, and Europe really had a different concept of that, and this was able to give him a better understanding of that. But something happened, and there was something going on even greater than that, because he felt a yearning to go there so that he could experience it for himself. And this is why we're constantly telling you guys on the remix, don't take anybody's word for shit. Experience it yourself, because that's the greatest experience you can ever have. Is the one that you experience for yourself. And this is what I'm constantly getting you guys to do. And even any of you who've had readings with me, I make sure that your ass is present and that you are experiencing your reading for yourself. You get to experience that. Don't let anyone cheat you out of your own experience for your own evolution of your soul. So he took his family to Europe, and when he got to Europe, he ended up in Germany. That was one of the places he visited. He went to France, you know, he went to all the different places in Europe, went to Italy, but he went to Germany, and something very unique happened to him when he got to Germany. When he got to Germany, this is Dr. Reverend King Sr., with his family. At the time, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was just about to turn 5 years old while they were there. He had an experience there. And I believe that I can tell you based on the channel that I got from this, he had an experience there that was about a past life. It was about sort of his soul power. And his soul power got activated while he was in Germany. In fact, it got activated to the point that he left America with passports for his family as Dr. Michael King Sr. And once he came back, he changed his name to Dr. Martin Luther King Sr. And not only did he change his name, he changed his son's name too to Dr. He wasn't a doctor yet, but Martin Luther King Jr. Now that's interesting. A black man in America going through all of this trauma and everything that was happening to African-American people in America, he goes to Europe, Germany of all places, has an experience so profound that he comes back and he changes his name. He didn't just change his name on the fly. He changed his name after a German monk. The German monk he changed his name after was Martin Luther. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Martin Luther, because this wasn't your average German monk. In fact, he didn't start out as a German monk. He really started out as a priest. He was a Catholic priest. But he was sitting there and he was studying. You know how your parents tell you, you study wrong, you study long, or you study long, you study wrong. Well, that's what happened to Martin Luther. He studied so long, but that wrong ended up being a right for him. So he's studying, he's doing all his priest duties, and he's going through all of this, and he starts to say, you know what? Something ain't right about this. I hear what y'all saying about the Bible and all of this stuff, but it's kind of not adding up to me. So he started to go to some of the popes and say, you know, can I ask you a question? So, you know, back then they really wasn't trying to feel nobody rocking the boat, trying to change anything. It's bad enough that what they didn't know was going to happen in the next 5 to 6 years that the Moors would be on that ass, tan ass up anyway. So they was trying to hold on as tight as they could to what they were trying to believe in and what they thought was working for them anyway. Okay, because the Moors coming to get that ass, and they was really in uproar about everything that was going on anyway. So the last thing they wanted was somebody inside the camp to start rocking the damn boat. But that's what Martin did. Martin said, you know, y'all got these little boxes, and people doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and y'all are letting them come in this little box, tell y'all what they did, and y'all are telling them, you good to go. God done forgave you. Wash your hands. Go on back out. He said, that ain't right. This confession shit, just because they telling you, I mean, how is that changing anything? How is it changing what they're doing because they sitting around telling y'all something from a damn box? He was like, I'm just not jiving with that. So, you know, they kind of patted him on the head and say, be a good little priest and, you know, do your priestly duties and stay hell out our box, and you'll be all right. So once again, Martin kept studying because he was like, you know, this just is not seeming right to me. And this is going to, for all of you who are highly indoctrinated into your religions, you may want to go get you some chips, or you may want to go get something to drink, because this may throw you off a little bit here, what I'm about to tell you. And again, I'll say this, don't take my word for it. I want you to go do your research. But, you know, you may be bracing yourself a bit when I tell you this, okay? So I don't want you to brace yourself too much. You get to do what you want to do. It's your world. It's your soul. You evolve how you need to evolve. Please, 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 please. Do whatever you feel. Okay. So the next thing Martin said was, so let me ask you a question. You trying to tell me that this boy went and raped this woman, and he came to church, and y'all told him to pay y'all some money. And because he paid y'all some money, he's excused, he clear, he go to heaven, God gonna forgive him? And they said, well, you know, you need to pay tithes. See, I want you to understand sort of where these principles started to come into place. And all you have to do is study this. Like, this is, anybody will tell you this who's really studied theology, that this came into place because the Roman Catholic Church said, check it out. Y'all gonna sin anyway. We know y'all gonna do everything we tell y'all not to do, and that is in the Bible not to do, when y'all leave outside of here. So when y'all pay your tithes, that is going to balance out. We know you out there doing, that's gonna balance out. So pay your tithes. And if you out there robbing, stealing, killing, raping, murdering, kicking the dog, you know, spitting on cats, then that's going to balance you out. and you good to go. And he said, that just don't seem right to me that somebody just come in here and put some money in here, sit inside y'all little box, tell y'all a couple of things, and y'all sort of kind of say you good to go. He said, I'm not flowing with that. I'm not flowing with that. I think the church is corrupt. I think y'all asses is corrupt. And I don't want no part of this. I don't know part of this because this is all looking a little shady to me. That's what Martin Luther said. This is looking a little slim shady here. Y'all taking a whole lot of money, and they needed money because, once again, the Moors was on that ass. The Moors was coming to get them, and they needed money because they needed to protect themselves. They needed weapons. They needed their people to be on their side. They needed to seem like they was the big dogs. They needed to pay people off. They needed to do all kinds of stuff. So they started doing all kinds of crazy shit. Check it out. We catch you hanging out with that Martin Luther cat. We gonna kill you. Understand. We gonna do that. We gonna get you. Okay, so they needed the money, you understand, because like I said, the Moors was coming to get that ass. It was all kinds of craziness. So here goes Martin Luther. He kept studying, and he came across what he calls the solo fide, and that became his model. Matter of fact, he was murmuring that to himself like it was a damn mantra. Solo fede. Solo fede. Solo fede. Solo fede. They was like, check it out. You come in here with that again, and we're going to have to kick you out. We don't want you in here trying to convert people, trying to tell people that what we're doing is wrong. So let me tell you what solo fede is. Solo fede, it basically means justification. It means to walk by faith alone. So the principle of Martin Luther started out that he was saying, I shouldn't have to get in no box, confess nothing to you at all. I shouldn't have to do that. I should not have to pay any tithes, because then tithes ain't going to get me into heaven. It's not going to get me into heaven. It's not going to get me the grace of God. So why you keep wanting me to pay these tithes? I don't want to do any of that. And he started what was known as, the Protestant Reformation. So they, which later on became what we know Protestant to be, and quite basically that's what all of those things became out of. So that's who Martin Luther was. And he kicked a lot of that stuff off in Germany. He kicked that off in Germany. So when, and I want to make sure you guys hear me. So when Dr. Martin Luther King's father took his family, when he took his family to Germany, this is what, oh, okay, you guys can't hear me. Hold on. That's okay. We're gonna work it out. We're gonna make sure work it out. We gotta get this out. But I know that it's kind of devastating to people, you know, about where that pain tides came from and how it was to fund them so that they can, you know, have all of that at 10%. They needed the money. Let's see if this makes any clearer. Okay. Is that better? Can you guys hear me? Not really, huh? All right. Well, we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right, y'all. We're going to get it right. Don't worry. Let's see. Okay. All right. So let's see if we can kind of get this in here and get this better. Let's see. Can you guys hear me now? Oh, okay, beautiful. Okay. All right, it's a little better. Hopefully it will get better. It will get better. So anyway, you guys, I wanted to share that with you. Dr. Martin Luther King's father, when he went to Germany and he found this out, he was so moved by it that he changed his name and he changed his son's name and named them after. He named them after them. He named them after Martin, after Martin Luther. He named himself, and he also named Dr. Martin Luther King after that, and their names were changed. So want to give you that insight. But he changed that because he recognized the vibration in his name, which was connected to his soul power. He understood that. Once he came into that, he knew that not only was that going to be his purpose, but it also was going to be the purpose of his son. And he knew in order to be able to take that vibration where it needed to go for the purpose, what he would be doing, he changed their names. He changed their names. Do y'all hear me? He changed his names. He changed the frequency, the energy, the vibration. He foreseen that it would be needed to continue on to do the work that he came to the planet to do based on his father's past life. Based on his father's past life and his connection with Martin Luther. So this is real stuff. When you understand your soul power, these are the kind of things that sometimes will come into play for you. Dr. Martin Luther King, one of the things that his father understood is that his father understood that his son was going to need to have a greater understanding than his environment. And so he always encouraged young Martin Luther King to venture out, meet other people, go different places, learn other things, because he would need that. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. also got a chance to meet Mahatma Gandhi. He went to India. He traveled all over the planet while he was doing his work. And it's sad sometimes to just hear some people who do not understand things from a spiritual aspect to think that he didn't really do nothing for us, to say those words out their mouth. But he was one of the greatest channelers that this planet has ever seen. He was, if you want to say, he tapped into his creative psychic powers. He was one of those great psychic powers. Because, see, he wasn't afraid to die. And he understood when that time was going to be coming for him. But what he didn't do is he didn't sit back and wait. So I want to challenge you with that. Because how many of you have got up and gone to a job and know the damn job is going to fire you, but before the damn job fire you, you go ahead and quit? How many of you know that your damn lights is going to get cut off? You know they're going to cut your lights off. You didn't pay the light bill. So you go ahead, you move, you go ahead and you do something else, or you sit back and you do nothing and you just allow it to happen. See, he didn't let what he felt was his soul power stop him from doing anything that he wanted to do. He kept doing it. So did he understand that eventually they was going to kill him? Oh, he told us this time and time again. He told us this while he was inside of a Mason temple. He told us, I have been to the mountaintop. code word for check it out. If you're going to come get me, come get my ass, because I'm going to keep doing what my soul came back to this planet to do for as long as I'm going to do it. He understood that. He understood what his soul power was and what his work was. Most of the time, he would stay up by candlelight, even though we had electricity, and he would be writing out his speeches. He would be channeling his speeches. Very, very powerful messages are still there for all of us, all of humanity. Not just me, not just you, not that those of us here in the West, but those of us all over the planet. Because he understood his soul's power. He understood that. He understood that. He understood how it was connected to him. He understood it so much that he even went back to Germany, the place his father took him. The place that his father took him that led his father to change his name. So I want you guys to understand that when it comes to understanding about your soul power. A lot of us who are here on planet Earth, and there's been times that I've done readings, and I must say maybe about 10 times, not completely. I think to some degree we may have kind of, you know, got a little crazy with this, but this was initially the reason for getting names. This was initially why when people were having themselves initiated into different traditions and different schools of thought that the name was changed. Because there was an understanding about the frequency and vibration. And for those of you who have heard Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience talk, he talks about that frequency and vibration and how that is connected to you. Not just connected to you, how you're walking your ass around here today, but connected to your soul. See, that's far more important than anything that we could call ourselves today. Because it serves a higher purpose. Because at a soul level, everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you are, the driving force, the energy behind the energy is because of the energy of the soul. I would say maybe about 10 times during out of the close to 30,000 readings, I have recommended that someone change their name because the energy came up. It was so far thrown off. And so when we begin to start talking about the name, I made that recommendation. You got to change that name. One of the situations was a sister coming out of a very, very abused marriage. And she was holding on to her maiden name. Because she didn't want anything to do with her married name. But sadly, but true, the married name, which she never took during marriage, was the frequency, was the vibration to change the energy. Now, don't get me wrong, because I don't want anyone to walk away saying that Miss Blue is trying to say that your name can determine who you are. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that everything on this planet is energy. Absolutely everything on the planet is energy. And everything is vibrating at a frequency. Everything is vibrating in multiple different realities at one time. It's like putting together a recipe or a formula. And the good thing about it is we all get to say what we want to add into our recipe. Do you like blueberries? Put them in there. Do you like strawberries? Put those in there. Don't like bananas? Take them out. You get to decide and you get the design to bring all of these things together. You get to do that. But what happens a lot of times is we don't listen to ourselves. We don't listen to our own energy or begin to understand how things are really connected to us. We are still seeing things in this illusionary world as some shit outside of ourselves. And somehow we think that that is what's making the magic happen. And that's not it at all. All of these tools that we have, they mean absolutely nothing until they connect with your energy and your consciousness and your soul. So a lot of people would say that the soul plays no role down here. I haven't found that to be true. The soul is the hidden agenda. The soul is what's making you get up and say, I absolutely, positively must sing. My child, Baby Blue. Since that child has been born, I can remember holding her on my shoulder, nursing her when she was 2 and 3 months old, and she would hum. She would hum tunes that I myself, as her mother, have never heard before in my life. And I had to realize, what is this child doing? She is humming. She used to hum herself to sleep. She went from humming to singing to doing all of these things. That was in her soul. These things that are connected to us, that is a part of our soul power. It never leaves us. It's always with us. And we have to begin to now, not just understanding what the spirit is doing, but making sure that we're connecting that to what the soul is desiring. Because your soul is you throughout all your lifetimes. This is a lot what's happening to a lot of people on the planet. Is that a lot of these past lives are coming back online. A lot of our cells in multidimensional realities is starting to come back alive, and we can't handle it. We don't want to face it. We don't want to face that in this particular world where we're working a 9-to-5 job, where we're getting up every single day, and we've gone to school and we've gone to college, that something is telling your ass to do something completely different. I remember one time, I have a younger cousin that actually graduated from Hampton University in Virginia, went to school, went to 4 years, got his bachelor's degree in business and did all of that. And I can remember his mother so proud, his father so proud that he graduated, that he did it, graduated with honors, and they rented limousines and the whole family went up to Virginia. Everybody wanted to go to celebrate. It was a beautiful celebration. It really was. And I looked at his face and he was unhappy. And I kept thinking, I wonder what happened. What's going on? This should be a very happy day in your life. And everybody was at the dinner in this proper prim, dressed attire, waiting on him to give this speech because his mother rented out the banquet hall. And they said, stand up. Tell everybody. So he went on. He stuttered a little bit. I wanna thank my mother. Gotta thank the mama. I wanna thank my dad. I wanna thank my whole family. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, you know, I wouldn't have been able to get to this point. You know, everybody's looking like, get it out. I want my grandmother. He goes over, hugs his grandmother, kisses her for believing in me. And then he says, I want to be a rapper. I can't tell you. I was the only crazy ass one standing up clapping. So I'm like, you go, boy, you go. I want to be a rapper. That's what he said. I'm not going to take that job. I turned it down. I want to be a rapper. I want to follow my dreams. I want to follow my dreams. So his mother devastated because this is a child that didn't get grants or scholarships. She worked sweat and blood to put him through college, him and his father. So here they are, close to $60,000 in debt. And this joker says, I want to be a rapper. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been some years since then. So let me follow up on that story, on what ended up happening. What ended up happening after his family said, check it out, his mama said, you're going to pay me back my money. And I'm just, you know, I'm going to wash my hands of you because you going through a phase. Eventually, you'll get out of it. Eventually, you'll leave this rap shit alone. You don't want to do this. And I don't know what the hell done happened to you. You know, parents go to what parents say, who you've been hanging out with, what you've been watching, what you've been listening to. Well, long story short, he went on to do some pretty amazing things that his soul called him to do. One of which is that he has the honor to say he did something that not many people could say that they did. And he did a collaboration with Miles Davis before he passed away. And so that satisfied his soul. You understand? And to this day, when I talk to him, it is as that day never left him. He is still there. It's a beautiful story, but it's a sad story too. And let me tell you why. Because we have struggled so much with what our soul is truly calling us to do, that sometimes when we finally just get a taste of it, we get that taste and we stay right there. We don't move any further. We're just so excited. We're just so happy. We're so happy we took that one step and we didn't go any further. I think everybody knows that guy on the corner that's smarter than any fucking body in any of our colleges, any of our politicians, any of our metaphysicians, any of our occultists. Like, they know some deep shit. They know all kinds of stuff, but they on the corner. They on the corner telling their story. And, you know, we can look at it at some levels and say, well, hey, Miss Blue, you always say maybe that's where he's supposed to be and what he's supposed to be doing. Maybe. Because here's one thing that I do know, that souls are still reincarnating themselves back here. They're coming back here. Souls are constantly coming back. You don't believe it? Next time you're in the grocery store, I want you to tell me any pregnant women you see. And as we get further and further into the months, you're going to see more and more people being born. Because souls are coming back. Because they realize, damn it, I was supposed to be there evolving myself. I wasn't supposed to be fooling around with Craig and them ass on the corner. I was supposed to be evolving. That's what I was supposed to be doing. I done forgot all of this shit. I forgot what I came down here to do. And, oh my goodness, I done forgot what I came here to do. That's what happens to a lot of us. We forget what we came down here to do. It's to evolve. It really is to evolve our soul. And to understand that, to understand ourselves at a soul level, pay very, very close attention to all of the children, because these children being born now do not forget their past lives after 5 and 7 years old. They are still remembering them. And what's also happening is that so many things, so many of these past lives are coming back online, but they're not coming back online just from reincarnation, but they're coming back online from other dimensions. And so as I sit here, there's a couple of you that when you were 20 and when you were 30, it was certain things that you said, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Guess what? You are somewhere else living that coulda, shoulda, woulda life. A lot of us on many different levels, and this is something myself and Brother Bilal is working on, and we're going to be doing a show on this. I don't know when, but soon. But a lot of us, what's happening to us at this particular time is that we are dying on other dimensions. We are dying so that we can continuously evolve ourselves into this reality here on planet Earth and evolve ourselves. So when we say there are many of you, it really is. And a lot of you can literally feel that. I want you to think about certain situations that happened to you at certain times in your life and how you felt. It was like you literally died and came back to life again. Because this is truly real. Now, the goal is, how do you transcend that information that you knew and bring it back? This is why they have movies. See, we can't make movies about anything that the human consciousness has not already experienced. So there's a lot of power in movies for very good reason. So Back to the Future, that's some real shit. Only you're not only going back to the future, you're going to other dimensions and other worlds. So what's happening for a lot of us is that we have got to begin to really recognize the difference and understand this as our soul's power. Because a lot of us listening to the remix, some of us are what I would call new souls. Just new souls. Y'all are new to the planet Earth. You haven't had a lot of experience here on the planet Earth, and it shows. Some of you are what I would call next level souls. Next level souls, y'all have been here, y'all have done that, and y'all think y'all know everything, but you don't. Then I also have what I call, you know, higher souls. The higher souls who have been here and come back to the planet. But this is what I want you to understand. This is not about wearing the crown. This is not about wearing a title. This is not about because my name is Jay-Z or because I'm somebody who's on an island somewhere and I own it, that that makes me an evolved soul. Contraire, what I have found for most of the people that I have done readings for is that it's a lot of them new souls that can jump they ass in here and make a whole lot of money because they ain't been here long enough. They ain't been bogged down with a whole lot of fear factors and a whole lot of other bullshit. Some of you, you've had a lot of lives, but not on Earth. You understand? And some of you have had thousands of lives on Earth. It makes it very difficult for you to move forward because so many of your mistakes is activating a lot of this past life. A lot of times people begin to start, all of the time they start running things through their mind. They're trying to find an answer in this world and it simply does not exist. It doesn't exist. The answers are not here. Why do you think we spend billions of dollars of going outer space? Because science has realized something that we should have been known in the metaphysical world, that all of the answers do not reside on Earth. They are out of space. You got to get out of space. You got to get out there to find the answers. So a lot of things are happening. A lot of things that are beginning to come together is about understanding your soul power and really tapping into that in a way. You understand? A lot of people who are here on the planet are not grounded into anything. Some of these souls are not even able to, some of these souls are not even able to hold a 9-to-5. Because too many past lives, too many looped lives, too many of these things going on. Now, the question is being asked about why is money so important? And the one thing that I want to say to you is that what the world wants you to think that money is important. That's what the world wants you to think. Money is important. The mere fact that you can even pose the question, why is money important, tells me that you got to get out of that. You got to remove yourself from that. Your soul is so much greater than that. You got to know that everything, that every single person came back to the planet, and all of us have a bank code. We have a bank code to get into that bank and to get absolutely everything that we need out of that bank. But we are so busy looking into this physical reality and getting caught up in what the world is saying. Money will come. When you tap into your soul power, money is the last thing that's on your mind. It's the last thing on your mind. Do we need it to function? Of course. I'm not going to tell you that we're so spiritual that we don't need that, but that's part of your agreement. Just like you said, I'm going to need air and I'm going to need water. You also said, okay, I agree to use this thing y'all call money, which is currency, as my exchange. I agree to use that as my exchange. So what they've done is they have shown you a bank, which is an illusion. And they try to make you think that this bank is holding all of this money, when in fact, there ain't shit in the bank. That's what they want you to do. They want you to think that all of this stuff exists in some physical space. And if somehow you can get your ass in that physical space, your life is good. Ooh, if I get into the bank. This is why people went into all of these different things to try to rob a bank. But see, one thing about this reality is school. There are some masterful teachers on this fucking planet because they done took this to a whole nother level. They done digitized everything. They done put everything where it exists already, which is in the mind. So you want to know how much bank you got? You got to begin to start thinking in your mind. Everything exists in the astro, in the ether, on the internet. You understand? They made you go out of space in order for you to recognize how much money you got. If you go in the bank right now, they do not take you in the back like they used to do the olden days, open up the vault and start pulling out your physical cash and going 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. They don't do that no more. They flip that damn screen around and say, do you see your balance? That's what they do. You see your balance right there? That's your balance. You want me to print out your balance for you? How you know that this is not real? Because they tell you if you bring your ass in there after 12 o'clock, your money will not show up in the astral world until the next business day. Booyah, because it doesn't exist. Ain't that some shit? I'm going to hand you $100 in cash and you going to tell me, check it out, you ain't going to be able to see your money until tomorrow morning. Yes. Yes. So eventually, a show that me and Brother Bilal did anyway last year about your bank code, understanding your digits, is what we're going to all go to anyway. Soon you're going to be taking your thumbprint and you're going to be pushing it on a pad. You want to know how much money you got? Let me see your thumb so I can go ahead and get that fingerprint from you, and that's going to tell you how much money you got in your bank. So don't be distracted by money. Where the real gold is, where the real gem is about understanding what your soul power is. Because once you tap into your soul power, it's going to open up, as they say, the floodgates. and you don't have to worry about it. Absolutely. Because your soul power, once you understand that and you learn how to flow and you know where the ebb and the flow is with your flow power, you're going to be able to do that. You're going to be able to tap into your soul power. You're going to be in a good place. Trust me. So recognize this as your soul power, because this is a lot of what we're going to be moving into this particular year, talking about the different levels of the soul, understanding where we are with that energy, and understanding how to tap into your soul power more. A big part of tapping into your soul power has to do with you understanding yourself like never before and really being able to connect with that soul power, understanding it, understanding what is posing that question to yourself. What is it that my soul came here to do? To evolve. How am I evolving myself? How am I doing that? How is that coming to me? How am I being able to tap into that energy? What does it look like for me? There has been stories of so many of those who have learned how to acquire what is called the frequency of money. I don't know about you guys, but I guess I haven't share this with you, but I'll share it with you now. When I equate my life and who I am a millionaire, if not a billionaire now, because the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding that I have, it takes me to that status that it's priceless. And so if we're going to put a price on something that is priceless, and we should, it's billionaire status. You need to claim that. You need to begin to understand that your soul came back down here, and you need to understand that you had a millionaire status with your soul. You understand? And the work that you're doing, whatever that work is. Because, see, to whom much is given, much is fucking required. Let's go ahead and say it. And so I want you guys to ask, and a lot of times that's something that we talk about, is we always want to know how to make the money, how to get into the money. And let me ask you, in your work, are you doing that work at the status that you claim you're at? Are you giving it that kind of justification? Are you doing it by faith alone? Or are you still somewhere thinking that when you pull up to Bank of America or when you ride by Citibank, that somehow they got some shit in there for you that belongs to you that they keeping from you? So a lot of this is about how we begin to generate different agreements in our mind. And it takes us completely out of our soul power. And now we have given that energy, that frequency, we have put it out in the ether. And a chick like myself or a chick that comes along that knows how to tap into some fucking energy, all of that energy you done threw out there, we reach up in the ether and we snatch that shit and we keep it moving. Because it exists for everybody. We're living in a time of humanity where nobody has to be left alone. If you feel your sole purpose is to come back here, and maybe your sole purpose is to own an island, and maybe your sole purpose is to build a school, or maybe your sole purpose is to, I don't know, build a brand new car or to start a particular business, that these opportunities is available to everybody. The difference is some of you think that these actual buildings, these physical buildings and these physical banks and these physical people hold this money, that somehow if you're able to touch them, that somehow they're going to be able to give you some shit you couldn't generate for yourself. And that alone tells me you ain't ready. You ain't ready. because all of these different dimensions have opened up to you. And particularly over the course of these next couple of days, this is why the scientists, NASA, have put out to let you know, check it out. It's a cosmic fucking web. And if you get on that web, you can actually go anywhere that you want. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Anything that you want, any dimension that you need to tap into, if you're a writer and you need to tap to that dimension so that you can get that creativity going, it's available to you. Anything that you want is available for you, but you have got to tap into your soul power in order for you to get it. In order for you to get it, you got to tap into it. You know? You really do. This is why I did the show on Friday night. Karma is a bitch. Because ain't nobody doing this to you. Doing it to yourself. You have to begin to start looking at these things really on a personal level. And how they're connected to you. Time out for the excuses. Time out for the excuses. We've got to move from dreaming to getting into the place where we are now creating. Manifestation is baby shit. I got children who are 1 and 2 years old that know how to manifest. We should be past manifesting. We need to start creating. Anybody can manifest. You need to start creating. Because creation comes from soul power. Manifestation is your birthright. You can live in either one of those realms. It's up to you. You can manifest, but that gets old. If I manifest my rent money this month, damn it, I got to work to manifest it next month. But see, if I create something, that creation is going to keep living. When things are created, they are infinite. I could sit here and manifest a headache. That shit eventually is going to go away. The pyramids were created. That's why they're still here. So understand the difference of what you're doing. And really start to step into that energy and really begin to start challenging yourself on a level that maybe you haven't challenged yourself before. Because that's about stepping into soul power. Because these realms, these different worlds are starting to open up. And all kinds of shit is falling in our world. Science has no explanation for it. They're baffled. As always, man don't know what to think about it. And all of us who are spiritual just likes to post it on Facebook and say, wow, look at that. But it's happening for a reason. It's letting you know that things that are going on in different dimensions, these dimensions are starting to intertwine themselves. The energy is coming back. These different gateway portals, wormholes, whatever you want to call it, these cosmic web, these ley lines are starting to cross each other. there are people who are living in two dimensions, and it's making it very difficult for them to understand where they are. People are dying on another dimension, being born. Your ass may be 36 here, but on another dimension, your ass is 7. You're 7 years old, and you're trying to grow up. I don't want to go into that anymore. Like I said, myself and Brother Bilal, we're going to be talking about that. But I wanted to give you guys some really, really good gems that you can begin to start taking a look at when it comes to your soul power and understanding what that is at its essence of what it is. Because the soul sees this as one continuous story. It's not separated. It doesn't see you as a man in this world with a wife and 3 kids. It doesn't see you as a woman in this life, sad and crying every night because your life ain't going right. It doesn't see that. It's one continuous story, and it's all happening past, present, and future at the same time. And now we're going to go ahead and add other dimensions and other worlds to it. So growing up on Earth, it's getting more magical every single day. And we all can tell it. We all can tell that it is getting very magical in this world. And we can also tell that there are some of us, even though we're all walking around and we're looking at each other in the face day to day and we're out and about and we're connecting, we can tell that we are in different worlds. We ain't in the same world. That bullshit that's going on over there, no, I'm not in the world. That's not even my world. I'm here. I'm doing what I got to do, but I understand my soul power, and I understand the world that I'm in. The television show, yes, Esther, it's a different world than where you come from. It's completely different, and that's what's happening to a lot of us. So some of these challenges that you're facing, some of these beautiful experiences that are happening to you, it's because you're living in a different world. Literally. Literally. You're living in a different world. I know that's a very provocative thought for you, but I want you to understand that. You're living in a different world than where you come from. And so for that 2% of the time, that 3% of the time, what's happening in the evolution of humankind is that we are evolving ourselves, and these gateways are opening up. So all of your consciousness from multidimensional worlds is coming back so you can show your ass up here. Because the whole goal is not to keep coming back and doing this shit again. Now, you want to keep coming back? Then, hey, you can. You'll get that choice. But if you truly want to evolve, then you got to recognize that when you are coming to you from a different world, you got to recognize when that energy is trying to connect with your soul power. Because it's going to make you act different in a lot of cases. It's going to make you do different shit. In some cases, people will start to look different. Because of that. Because they have begun to tap into their soul power. But don't get me wrong. Soul power ain't going to make you act fool. There are some people who are still stuck between our old dimension and moving into the 6th dimension. And that's because a part of you that was trying to die somewhere else, you refuse to die. You didn't want to let go of the old bullshit. You didn't want to let it go. There are people who don't want to die. There are certain things inside of yourself right now that has to die in order for you here to live. And a lot of times, there's shit in this reality that will always connect you to things that are going on in other places. So when you have something deep down inside of yourself, you know it to be true. But day by day by day, you deny it. You want to keep blaming your mama for your fucked up life. You want to keep blaming your daddy. It's everybody's fault but yours. That's how you don't die. That's how you don't let it go. You're living in a nasty ass house, but you want to blame it on your job. You want to blame it on your children. You want to say your damn man did it. Some of you don't have jobs. You want to blame your last employer. It's because they fired you. It's what they did to you. It's because they. And you don't want to be here. You want to be anywhere else but the planet Earth. But here's the fucking reality. You made an agreement to come back here. And if you can't be here, you can't go nowhere else until it is that time. So that's what they mean when they say heaven or hell on Earth. So some people are living in their hell. Literally. Literally. Self-realization. That's the key. That's the show that myself and Brother Bilal did. That's what we're going to be talking about. It's about tapping into that energy of the being. Soul power. Recognizing it. Self-realization. Self-realization. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Well, I just kind of wanted to share that soul power with you guys and let you know that, give you some things to think about. I want to go to the phone lines now. I want to talk to you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And so we can see what's really going on. What's really going on with the cosmic web. And I'm going to jump around on the phone lines. Woo, it's a lot of you guys on the phone lines tonight. So I'm just going to go, I'll just pick a caller. Let's see, calling in from area code 212, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Oh, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. Happy New Year. It's Jacqueline. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Jacqueline? Happy New Year's to you. 2014, as we call this, because it's a
beautiful year.
Yes,
a beautiful year. I didn't press one, but I'm happy you picked my number.
Oh, it has your hand up. So that's the only reason
okay.
I came to you.
But that's okay. I'm happy you picked me.
Okay, well, beautiful. Are you enjoying the share here tonight?
Oh, I loved it. I'm going to download it and re-listen to it again tomorrow. Loved it.
Okay, well, beautiful.
Very good.
All right. Well, no questions. You're just sitting there listening. I just see all of these hands up.
Well, if you can give me a reading, I would love it.
Okay. Well, I guess energetically your hand went up. So somehow, your energy. Yeah. Okay, so we can certainly do that. So what's your question? What's your question tonight?
I guess my question is, I've been doing my work and doing, you know, my spiritual work and everything, and it seemed like things are happening, but then they stop, and then they happen, and then they stop, and I just want to know, how can I keep the flow going?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I want to talk to you about. When you said you've been doing your work and things are happening, things will flow and then they'll stop and they'll flow. Tell us, because I want everybody to get a good scope about what you mean is flowing and what is stopping the flow.
Okay, like I'll say in terms of career-wise, I've been in on my job for 6 years now, and I wanted to move into more of a leadership role, what I'm used to, and I had interviews and everything. Everything seems promising, but now I'm like in a waiting period. So it's been taking a couple of weeks, and I'm just anxious, I guess, and I want to move forward. So something like that, or like I say, with a relationship, it's the promise of a relationship. I have a good friendship with a gentleman that I appreciate, and
I love the way you say, I have a relationship with a gentleman who I like. I love the way you say that so politely.
And, you know, it's just some things that I guess, you know, I guess we're trying to build a foundation. It's some little struggles that are going on, not, you know, that are just going on. I guess I'm just anxious, and I want things to start happening quicker. And I want to know how to create, I guess, create a way to make them happen a little more faster than what they're happening, how they're happening.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, and I want you to hear me when I say this, okay? A couple of things. If you could get that wish, let's just say right now that your wish, your desire in your heart is to make this happen faster. You want it to go faster. Guess what? You would ruin it all. You would destroy it. You destroy the relationship, and you would end up losing the job.
And, you know, I keep pulling up the cards to say patience and let it happen naturally. And I guess I just got to keep myself busy.
No, I'm not even going to tell you that. I think definitely patience is something that is needed. You understand what I'm saying? Patience is something that's needed, but it's not even because of that. One of the things that's going on with you, Jacqueline, is, and I love your energy. I really do. I'm taking a look at your solar plex chakra, and it's kind of pulsating to me. Like when I get in your energy, I feel that pulsating right there in your solar plex chakra. That's coming there, which is like right below your belly button, like right in that particular area. It's really pulsating because one thing you've done, and I want everybody out there to hear this, and you can definitely tell them, is you've done a lot of work on yourself. That's true. Because you kind of went from a sister with very kind of low self-esteem to having good self-esteem. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I was basically a shy, scared of everything type of kid.
Go ahead. I'm just excited for you because I can see all of this, and this is amazing because a lot of times what happens is I don't get an opportunity to have such a beautiful example of how you are, of someone who's actually did work that really had low self-esteem. And really just was kind of, you know, feeling like the world was sort of kind of manipulating you and you really had no say-so and what was going to happen to you, to becoming this person, to feeling really, really in a place of good self-esteem about yourself and really kind of tapping into that energy. Yeah. So I definitely want to applaud you and let you know that your work is showing up and showing up in a big way. Here's the thing. The thing is, so now you're in this place where these things are there. And so now what you want to do is what you never wanted to happen to you, and that was to be controlled. And now you're just like this little kid saying, give me the power. I want power.
That is true.
So this is what I'm saying to you, is that you got to really kind of get yourself in there, move out of that space of thinking that somehow by you getting this promotion on your job, not that you don't deserve it, because you certainly do, but I don't want you to fall back into the trap that you fell into before, that somehow that this job defines who you are, Jacqueline, or that somehow if this relationship doesn't come, it defines who you are, and you go back to ground zero. Because, see, that's what happens.
I understand that, that if, I won't say if things don't happen that way, but I understand that I learned the lesson. I remember a couple of you and Brother Bilal did, like, what did you learn,
yes,
like, last year? And one of the things that I learned is that no matter what, keep it moving. So I've learned that, okay, mm-hmm, if that doesn't happen, then you know what? What's your next move? You know, and just keep it moving. You feel it, go through it, the process of releasing, and keep it moving.
Well, and thank you so much. And yes, that was a very, very powerful share about keeping it moving. But what I'm saying to you is that when we're talking about keeping it moving, we're talking about your understanding. We're talking about where your heart is. I'm talking about tapping into your soul power, that you don't even need to say to yourself to keep it moving, because you know you are still moving, even though you didn't get that promotion, even though you and this gentleman are still in a relationship, but maybe it's not to the level where you want it, that you are still keeping it moving. So the mere fact that you don't see it that way tells me you're not quite there yet.
Okay.
You understand? But here's what I want you to do, is really just expand yourself and have openness, because right now you kind of have a target and you're only seeing with blinders what you want to see. Open up that horizon. Allow yourself to say that you are ready for more responsibility on your job. You're ready to go to the next level, to be challenged in that way. That really is what you're calling for at yourself at a soul level. You're ready for this relationship to move itself to the next point, and be open to receive, because you've already put out there what you are creating, and you got to know that every single day that you're creating that. So the mere fact that when we start to doubt those things in ourselves, and I want you guys to know, because words are so powerful, because that is what is literally building our world. And we talked about this in the self-invested class just yesterday. This is how you build a world. You build your world through your thoughts and your words. And so when you say, you know, I really want this promotion, and you know, what can I do to move this forward? Then you step out of the place of the creator. You're no longer creating.
Okay.
You understand? You're trying to manifest now. You're not creating.
Yes.
You understand? So you be open to know that whether it's on this job or anywhere else, I know I'm getting ready to move to the next level. Period.
I gotcha.
You see? So I want you to have that openness. What you can do is I want you to sit during the day. And this is something you can do. And anyone else who struggles with really just kind of being in that space, that you want to have openness. And just kind of, if you have 1 or 2 minutes a day, what I want you to do is I want you to visualize yourself sitting. And then I want you to visualize yourself going up into space. And I want you to visualize yourself looking and seeing no boundaries. That's absolutely none. Mm-hmm. Just going up in the air and no boundaries. Because, see, right now you still see boundaries, which means that you're closing yourself off. And this is how we get ourselves back and we start to repeat the same thing over and over again. Because we go from knowing and then we go back to wishing and then we go back to hoping and then we go back to disappointment. And you want to move in the other direction. So keep yourself moving forward. When it comes to the job, really kind of own that. You're going to get some energy in the next 36 days that really is just going to open you up to all kinds of possibilities. But don't close yourself off. Don't do it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Not.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love. Thank you so much for calling in. All right,
thank
beautiful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Well,
let's
call from what's called. I really didn't press one. I get the thing automatically put me off.
Okay, you're listening. All right, let me put you on hold then. Let me go way, 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 way down to the bottom because it's a whole bunch. Okay, let's go here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello, Ms. Blue. Happy New Year to you. My name is Cheryl, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay. Your name is, what is your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay. Greetings, Cheryl from Virginia.
Hi, Ms. Blue. It is just a wonderful pleasure to be able to be picked because I have been listening to you for about a year now. And actually tonight, I got on the line kind of late. I started at 11:30, so I missed the first part of the show, but it is so interesting. I can't wait to download it.
Yes, it is.
I heard the things you were saying about Martin Luther King, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I missed the beginning of this. But anywho, I am just so excited. I can't wait to download it. I just listened to the whole thing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, good. You'll have to let me know how that experience goes for you. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, it just seems like so much possibilities. I mean, just even the little part that I've heard, but also, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to calm down. But, ooh, but also, I'm kind of losing it here. I forgot what I wanted to ask. Oh, about the solar power. When you were talking about that solar power, that really, really hit home with me because, I'm sorry, you said soul power, but all I kept hearing was solar power. And if it's I would love a reading from you because I really want to know. I feel like I'm kind of like on the fringes of a lot of things, but I feel like not really stuck, but I feel like there's something more that I need to know or do to move forward, and I don't really know what that is.
Well, I can tell you this. Your energy is kind of dancing around over there, which is really, really beautiful. The main thing that I will tell you for where you are now, you're actually in a good place. You have a portal that's open around you, and I see that there's a total of about 8 spirit guides that are in there that are really, really there to really kind of help you as to where you are in your life. I also, one of the other things I want to ask you a question about, who recently passed away in your family? There's a gentleman that's standing near you that looks like he may have transitioned maybe in the last 2 to 3 years.
A gentleman.
Yeah, he's a man. older gentleman, an older brother. Looks like he passed away. He doesn't look like he's a father, but maybe an uncle or a cousin of sorts.
Oh, I'm thinking hard. I'm trying to think. Oh, I can't really think who that is.
It looks like it may be sort of an uncle or it kind of gives a feel like an older brother feel or someone who could be like an uncle. If you can't think about it, just hold that thought. It doesn't mean it is a physical uncle, but he kind of gives the impression that he was sort of like that to you, like a uncle to you or a figure to you. But just hold that, you know.
Especially the time period that you're saying, maybe he has passed, that person passed, and I actually don't know. Because I'm originally from New York, but I've lived in Virginia for about the past 12 years or so. And I'm kind of disconnected from the rest of the family because everybody else is in New York, and I'm here alone in Virginia.
Yeah, well, this is someone who is like an uncle to you, not necessarily your uncle, but like an uncle figure to you or like a big brother or cousin to you that kind of played that role in your life. They don't look like they're that close to you, but they were somebody that you kind of seen as an uncle or an older cousin or some sorts. But just kind of ponder that. Maybe something will come to you, but just see this gentleman around you. And it looks like it was about I'm really going to say 2 to 3 years ago. But I just kind of wanted to bring that up to you. But the main thing for you to continue to move yourself forward, it really is about you tapping more into your feminine energy and really getting more into that. You know, really just recognizing your power as a feminine woman walking, breathing, and moving on the planet and experiencing those things of joy and sex and just really feminine energy.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Ooh.
Tell me why you feel that makes a lot of sense to where you are. But I definitely see that this is the area where you need to really kind of open yourself up a lot more. You've kind of closed yourself off from a lot of things.
Yes, I had in the past for a very, very, very long time. But I recently started a new relationship, and that's been about about 6 months or so, and I have been feeling that I do need to open up myself and be let that feminine energy flow both spiritually and physically. But more, think I've been doing it spiritually, but not enough physically because I've always gotten a lot of compliments about being very feminine and so on. And I usually brushed it aside because I looked at it more as being associated with sex. And if I'm not interested in the person that's giving the compliment in that way, I kind of like shut it down. But then I realized that it doesn't always have to be connected to physical sex. It's just about an energy.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. And so this is what is really, really needed from you at this time is that you need to be able to enjoy with yourself, have fun with yourself. And even when it comes to sex, having fun, because you still have from some of your earlier upbringing a very twisted thought when it comes to some sexual things.
Yeah, true.
So this is definitely for you to begin to just open yourself up more, explore your body more, understand what you like and what makes you feel good, and you know how that is for you. It's going to be important in this relationship that you understand yourself and really can be able to express yourself sexually, express yourself as a woman, and be very comfortable with who you are.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. Wow.
wasn't kind of expecting that one, but that's what it is for you right now. Oh, it really
I,
is.
I wasn't,
really is.
But you know what? There, that sounds great.
Yeah, there is a book that is amazing. I gave this book out to the priestess, and I don't have it right here, but I guess I could jump up and go look in my closet. But one of the priestess I know will chime in and give me the title of the book. It's about woman's sexual arousal. It's an excellent book. The book was really written for men, but it also was written for women, if you can get that. But it's an excellent book for men and women. It's about the female sexual arousal. One of the priestess, give me the title of the book and the author, and I'm going to give that out on the show tonight because it's an excellent book and that's what's needed for you right now. So even though you have that appearance of a lot of feminine energy, once people get into your intimate space, you don't express that at all.
No.
So you just look feminine. So we need you to look
I've been holding back.
Yeah, it's time to just take it all off. You're at the age now where you can get buck wild and ain't nobody going to call you out about it.
That's right. I agree.
Yes. Okay. So here's the name of the book. The book is called Woman's Anatomy: Arousal for Sexual Pleasure. That's the name of the book, and you can find it on Amazon. Let me see if I can give you some more details here. Thank you for that. It's called Women's Anatomy of Arousal, The Secret Map of Buried Pleasures by Sherry Winston. It is a must for all women, and it is a must for all brothers who deal with women, because it really, really goes into the science, it goes into the history of women. It really is about all of the different arousal points. It shows you all of the meridians on the body. It really shows you how to activate all of these sexual centers within yourself. And it talks about it, what I love about it, from a physical point of view, a spiritual point of view. It tells you what the women are thinking, and it also tells you about the men. The woman who wrote the book, she's a nurse practitioner, and it's a fabulous book, and everybody should own it. So
okay,
there it is.
Woman's Anatomy of Arousal. Sexual Pleasure.
Secret Maps of Buried Pleasures by Sherry Winston, and you can find it on Amazon. It's available in ebook, and you can also get it as well. But it is definitely a book you need to get because you don't know what makes you aroused, and that's where the struggle in the relationship is coming in.
Okay, that is awesome. And here I was thinking I needed to be more spiritual, Ms. Blue.
Well, know that your sexuality is tied to your spirituality. You really need to start seeing yourself as a whole being and not separate parts. It's not like going to church on Sunday, then coming home and opening our legs. It's not that.
That's it.
Just know when your legs is open, you are being spiritual.
You know what, Ms. Blue? When I was deep into the Bible, I got that, but I felt like it didn't go together because that's what we've been taught.
Those two things don't go together.
But I got that even way back then.
Well, beautiful. And if you want to get it even more, you got to check out the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Download her shows because she brings them together in a way that they ain't never been brought together before.
Oh, wow.
All right.
And
well, peace and
love, right?
She is on the remix. You can go through our archives here and you can find out all about the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She's an amazing sister doing wonderful spiritual sexual work.
I will be doing that this week. Ms. Blue, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you too. Hold the line. All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 514, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 514, Yes, greetings from the line, please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We certainly can. Who's on?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes. A greeting, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Well, my name is Sule, and I'm very happy to have the opportunity to speak with the on the remix. Oh, sure, I can't believe it. I'm on the line. Okay. I was still searching for that book on sexuality, you know. I'm trying to build my library, and, you know, I've write everything that you're saying. And okay. I have to calm down. By the
where
way, the...
Where are you calling
I'm
us
calling,
from?
I'm sorry. Oh, yes. I'm calling from Montreal, Canada.
Okay, from Canada. Okay, beautiful.
Yes. So you have two great shows. Actually, the show on Friday and this show of today, those are very, very powerful shows, like all your show, but those two shows there, I've vibrated to those show, basically. I usually speak French, that's why, so I have to search my word. So,
you speak French? Oh, can you parlez-vous français?
Je parle français, exactement. But that's okay. I understand English, and I can speak English too, but when I'm nervous, when I'm live, you know, it's more difficult. But yes, je parle français. So,
I love saying that. I love French. I love French. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, peace to the remix family. Yourself, Ms. Blue. I want to say that's live, but to Esther also. When Esther comes live, she always makes us work, by the way. You know, I know when she's making a show, we always have to take our pencil out. She's going to make us work. So I'm waiting for the next show to come on. So I've been doing the work for the past year now, for maybe 3 or 5 years. And I've been listening to what you're saying and try to put it into practice and put it into my life and try to make it work. So my question is, sometimes I have some difficulty to do the work because I'm still, I'm mechanic with it, and it's very difficult to grasp what you've been saying. I would like to have your input into it. I would like to have your input, and also in terms of the work field, I feel that I'm stagnant. I don't involve, and I have people around me who keep saying that, man, you still work at that job, you still work in that job, you still work in that job, but I'm at that job because I choose so. So sometimes I feel that I don't grow, I don't involve, so I would like to have your input about this, basically.
Okay. Okay, well, that was good. That was beautiful. Remind me, I have a question for you, too. So after I finish, just remind me, say, Ms. Blue, you had a question for me because I got a question for you. But this is what I want to tell you. The main thing that I want you to know is that don't feel as though, because, see, coming into this knowledge, it's so much information that even in 50 lifetimes, you're not going to be able to get it all. You're not going to be able to absorb it all. But really, this is where you have to start knowing that you're going to get exactly what you need when you need it, you see. And so there will be certain times of your life, there are people who go back and they listen to some of the shows we did 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and they're right on time right now. These things are timeless. You understand? You may go back mm-hmm. and download the show from Friday night and hear something that you didn't hear before. So I want you to be very comfortable about where you are and what's happening, because I'm going to explain that to you a little bit more so you can get a better insight for it. But I don't want you to feel that somehow, you know, hey, you're just not doing your work fast enough. It's not happening. And, you know, you're not getting it. And, you know, some of these things you understand and some you don't, that somehow it's something wrong with you. And that's a misnomer okay. that the world wants us to believe. But there's something very beautiful that you brought up. You said people ask you, when are you going to leave that job?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, yeah. I am there because I want to be there. Let me tell you how powerful that is. Because we tend to, as humans, and one of the things our ancestors never did, is they didn't separate spirituality from their human experience, or even things that they had to do. Everything was seen as one, not compartments. You understand? And so a big mm-hmm. part of your work and where you are is about the work that you do day to day, whether we call that a job, whether we call that our spiritual work, or whatever we want to call it, because in fact, we are who we are and showing up that way everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, whether we want to believe it or not. And so that is a part of your work too. And you know that. And that is why you said, I'm at work because I want to be there. And when it is time for you to do something else, you will feel that inside of you and you have to begin to trust that. But what's happening with you right now is that
yeah.
all of us, yeah. when we're born with all of our energy centers in place. They're all open and they're all there. But as we continuously evolve ourselves through different ages and different life experiences, and we begin to tap into those frequencies, we start to really expand these different energy centers. For you right now, when I take a look at your energy and I get in your energy, your third eye is huge. It is exploding all over the place. It is just so expansive. It's almost like a good 15 to 20 city blocks. That's how they see your ass coming. They like, woo, who's this guy? Where the hell he come from? It is that expanded. And that is a beautiful thing, but also I know what you're feeling. You're getting what I call surges, too. And those surges sometimes make you think you crazy. Like, am I crazy?
Yes.
Is this really happening?
People call me like that. You know, sometimes I go on certain, I still have a BlackBerry, you know. So I bought a certain group and they call me, okay, there you go again, Sule, with his crazy thoughts. What are we going to do with him? We still love him, but.
Yes.
That's why I have to go on Blog Talk and listen to all
yes.
the people, you know.
Yes. And you know what? It is so important that you recognize that. See, Sule didn't care that I called him crazy. He knows what I mean. So it is going to make you feel like you are crazy, because what's happening right now, the front of your crown chakra is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It is simply marvelous. Matter of fact, I have my pen right here, and I'm drawing it out. That's how beautiful it is. And the back of your chakra is not as expanded as it is. So this is what's making you feel like, wait a minute, I don't know what I need to know. I feel like there's some things I'm missing. I need to be doing more work. And that's okay, because that's going to also bring in some balance for you. The back of your chakra, just so you guys know, the back half of the chakra, which most people don't talk about a lot, this is how you take in information from your environment, different worlds, other dimensions, other realities, and also things that are around you and people who are close to you in your life. And so it is important that you also develop that. So here's what I want you to do. There's a couple of things that I want you to start putting into practice for yourself. And Sule, this is easy. You'll be able to do this. And that is, I want you at least twice a day to meditate. And let me tell you, a very simple meditation you can do. So you can even do this when you're on your break at work. So you may be on your break at work. You can go in the bathroom. You could go outside. You can just find your quiet space. Close your eyes, and the only thing you're going to do, you can set your watch or set your little BlackBerry for 3 minutes and say, I'm focusing on my breathing. I'm breathing in. I'm breathing out. And I want you to do that for 3 minutes. And what that's going to do, it's going to shut down the third eye. It's going to close it up and allow it to open itself back up again. And why is that important? Because when you have a third eye that has expanded itself as far as your third eye, it's all kinds of shit getting clogged up in there that's coming towards you. You may be at work and all of a sudden think you see a damn giraffe coming towards you. You understand? So you might all of a sudden start hearing some voices, but you know right about now, this ain't the time to hear voices. I need to stay focused. And this is going to help you calm yourself down and bring your energy center, bring your energy back into your body. So this is exactly what you're going to do. So do that twice a day. You're going to need to do it at least twice a day. What also is going to be important for you is that you find a way to journal your thoughts, because see, when your third eye is open like this, you a badass channeler. Like, seriously, why don't you go to Uranus, you know? Why don't you go to Pluto and find out what the hell is going on? Because you go there, you know, take yourself in a meditation, take your ass up there and say, woo, let me see what's going on Pluto tonight. You know, go explore different things. You know, there's a show that myself and Brother Bilal will be doing. We will show you how to go to other worlds and explore yourself in different realities. But play around with these things, but do them in a way that is helping you to evolve. There's some things in your life that you want to accomplish. I see that there's a trip that you've been saving for, but yet you haven't been able to gather the money.
Yes. I went to a trip last year. That was my first trip, international trip, by myself in my old age, if I can put it like this. I went to Jamaica, but I still want to go to a certain part of the world. And
that's right.
Yes, it's always about the money sometimes, but
it's about the money. It's about the timing. So here's what you can do. You can start taking that energy when you get home, when you wind down from coming from work, and I want you, either while you're in the bathtub or in the shower, I want you to visualize how you can begin to make those things, how you can start creating more of what you want in your life. And that's what you use that energy for. And see, the more and more that you use it, it's not going to stop your third eye from being open, but it's going to allow you to be able to keep that energy in a place that is productive for you, and so that you can keep expanding and keep getting yourself into your own rhythm and recognizing what your soul power is and how you can begin to use that to keep evolving yourself. So that's the one thing. The other thing I want you to do, and you can do this once a month, but I want you to do that. This is about you tapping into ether energy. And when we tap into ether energy, this is really when we're getting into that energy of our higher self and the divine, really making that connection and having clear channels. You know, there is a clear channel is a Cumulus broadcasting system in America. And so when you have a clear channel, that means that you can hear exactly what's going on and it's clear. I want you to get you a bowl of your favorite fruit.
Okay.
And after you get your bowl of your favorite fruit, I want you to get you some maple syrup. And I want you to pour the maple syrup over the bowl of fruit. And I want you to eat that once a month, because that's going to help your body energetically tap into the energy of ether energy so that you can start to get clear channels. And after you do that, take yourself into a meditation and begin to work with that. And this is excellent for anyone out there that wants to tap into ether energy and get clear channels. These are two of the ingredients from fruit, the natural frequency and vibration that comes from fruit, and the natural frequency and vibration that also comes from maple syrup that has a lot to do with the maple tree. So all of this energy, when you begin to start tapping into this energy, it's going to give you a clear channel. And so typically what I do is I have that, and I may do it twice or three times a week when I really just want a clear channel and I'm doing channeling, I'm doing some creation work, and really want to open up those channels and get them very, very clear. That's a way to instantly tap into that energy and to clear any of the static that may be on any of those clear channels that are coming into you.
Yeah. Okay. But yep. Ms. Blue, I've been trying because I heard you said once about the maple syrup, and but I think I went too hard with it. I bought myself a bottle, and since I like sweet, I drank that thing like it was beer, and I put a sunstone under my pillow.
No, you can't.
And I've been traveling in the ether world since,
well,
and I put
I'll
it away because it's too intense.
Yes, you can do that. Here's another thing that you can do for those of you, because we all go to the astral realm at night, but sometimes we want to make sure we go to the astral realm and we kind of want to remember. You take some maple syrup and you put it on your tongue. Mm-hmm. Just take a little bit and put it on your finger and tap it on your tongue before you go to sleep at night, and you will be in the astral realm and you'll be way out there. Yeah, it'll kick you into the ethers. It'll kick your ass into the ether energy. So that's a way to really, really begin to just kind of get you out there. So now, this is what I want to ask you.
I know you have heard
of this brother because he is the number one selling artist in France, and he's a brother, and he sings that song, Papa Ute.
Papa Ute. In French?
Papa Ute. Papa Ute. You don't know Papa Ute?
No. When you say the name of an artist, I have some difficulty to realize you're talking about this person. I have to hear the music first. And I realize that, you're talking about this person.
I want to play the music because this brother is amazing. He's amazing, Papa, I think you say Ute. And video is the coolest shit in the world. And he's about to blow up. He's already blown up. But the world hasn't let him blow up just yet. Let me find Papa Ute for y'all.
Is it from France or Cameroon?
Yes. He's originally from Cameroon, I think his father, but he's in France, and he kind of dresses like Prince a little bit, I'm going to find Papa Ute. I'm going to play it for you guys, because I have him, I have his CD. I'm going to play it because I want you to tell me what he's saying, because he sings in French. I speak a little French. It's been a long time since I lived in France.
Yes. I know
you've
been to Europe, Italy, I believe.
Yes, Italy, France, all over the world, been around the world and back again. Hold on. Somebody get Papa Ute for me. Pull up Papa Ute. I think it's spelled P-A-P.
Ah, okay. Man, okay. You have a big head. Okay,
yes,
I know that guy.
You know him?
He's from Belgium, I believe. He lives in Belgium right now.
He's in Belgium. Yes. Okay, my bad. I put him in the wrong spot.
That's okay.
He is the number one selling artist in Europe.
He is. Yes. That is
like,
this is a second album right now.
And he's doing things that our artists couldn't do. Like, I mean, he's already made a song with Kanye West and quite a few other people. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Can you hear the music? You can? We're going to Papa Ute,
no.
Y'all. This is Papa Ute. No, this is not. I want to hear it. Hold on a second. We just have a live moment here, you guys. This is Papa Ute. We got to hear this. 104.
The name of the artist is Stroma.
Stroma.
Stroma,
yeah.
The name of the artist. It's S like Sam,
mm-hmm.
T for Thomas, R for Romeo. Okay.
Yes. Can you hear that? Can y'all hear that? Y'all can hear that?
No, I cannot hear from my side, but I know when I'll be downloading the show,
aww.
I probably will be able to hear it better. But unfortunately,
okay, so
I'm not able to hear it from my side.
Okay, well, since y'all can't hear Papa Ute, ain't no need in me playing Papa Ute. But anyway, y'all have to check out the song. Y'all have to check out Papa Ute, Papa Ute. I love that song. Yes, this brother is like, I don't even know what a mix he is, a mix between a whole bunch of stuff coming together. And the video is very, very cool. And you will see a lot of influences in a lot of people who are singing his song. But anyway, yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure talking with you. And so glad you called into the remix tonight.
Thank you to you, Ms. Blue. Thank you to you. And I'm going to keep listening.
Okay,
and,
beautiful.
I'll post in practice what you told me and get back to you with this.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks so much for calling in. Hold the line. Beautiful. Papa Ute, Papa Ute. You hear Papa Ute? We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 34. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Sheena calling from Montgomery.
Okay, greetings, Sheena from Montgomery.
This has been a great share, and a lot of my questions have already been answered already.
Okay, good.
But I would ask you one question. As you were saying in the beginning of the show when you were talking about your relative and, you know, how he knew what he wanted to do, he wanted to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, what are some more things that I can do so that I can tap into my soul power? Because it's like, it's so many things that I want to do and that I'm good at and that I'm passionate about, but I just can't find that one thing. Like, I'm in school now for counseling, and I love it because I'm a case manager now, so I am helping others, and I've been doing it for a couple of years now, but it's like, you know, I'm still feeling like it's still something else, like something greater, something else that reaches more people. And I've been feeling like this, you know, since I was a babe, like since I was little, that I knew it was something really great that I should be doing. But I can't figure it out. I mean, I've been doing a lot of work on myself and, you know, loving myself. But when it comes to what I want to do, I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one of the things, and I want you to give yourself more credit because you are doing amazing work. You're definitely doing beautiful work on yourself as well, too. And I hear what you're saying because you're just you came back for service. And so fitting because we're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King, and that's one of the things that he really was about. He was about service. You understand? He came back to serve humanity, to serve people, not in the way of what we get to thinking about the butler. But even if you've seen the movie The Butler, you would understand the higher message and even that of the service. Here's the thing that I want to challenge you to begin to think about, because sometimes what happens is we begin to think that our lives are just not big enough. Okay. And that can become a struggle, that we just feel that lies are not big enough and that somehow we mistake those things for wanting to help others from us wanting to be seen, which is absolutely nothing wrong from us wanting to be seen. I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying to you here, but I want you to listen to this clearly. And so what happens is we start to think we need more people to do this, and we need more people that we can help, or we need more people, like, this isn't enough. I have to get this out, and I have to help more people. When that happens, really internally, what's happening is that you're saying to yourself, "Is this is how much I need this for myself.
Okay.
This is how much I need this for myself," which is nothing wrong. It's a self-realization that I really need this, and I feel that I need to be in a different place, but you can't trick yourself into believing that what you're doing is not powerful, it's not impactful, and it's not where you're supposed to be at this time. The other thing that I will tell for you, and I think we spoke about this before, if I haven't said it to you, and I'm almost certain in a reading I have told you this, is that definitely you need to be writing books, and you definitely need to be sharing that information with people.
You told me that, yes. Mm-hmm. And writing has been something else that I've been doing for quite a long time.
Okay.
As well.
So,
yeah.
So how many books have you published?
None, but I have a stack of journals of books that I've written, but I haven't published any.
Okay. So none. This is what I'm telling you. You know what your soul wants. Your soul is telling you how to get there. Not because Miss Blue says it. All I did was confirm what you already knew. You understand? So now it's time to say that you want to do something different. You know it's supposed to be something big, and you say, but I don't know what it is. Yes, you do. It's right there in front of you. And so in order for you to get there, now you have to begin to create. You're doing the work, and the work will continue as long as you keep breathing and you stay on this planet. So now you have to create for real. It's time to come out the dream state. It's time to tap into your soul power, and it's time to create. You already know what it is. You need to take those journals, and you need to turn them into books, and that needs to be your platform so that you can begin to continue to serve in the capacity that you want to serve. But you can't get there by merely thinking it's just going to happen. That is so not true. There are so many different possibilities. When people say to me, are you offended that people call you psychic? I used to be very offended by that word because I've seen it misused and twisted in so many ways. I'm not. But one of the things I'm very clear on is that there is nothing written in stone. And truth be told, just because you can tap into your psychic abilities, which I know that all of us can do, that's a big part of my work and how I'm showing up. That's why I created the Kim deck. That's why I created the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. This is why I do the shows on the Remix. This is why I do the readings, because I know that this is something we all can do. Is that you have to begin to move into the place of creation. It's been told to you, Sheena, I know I told you this, if not 2 years ago, maybe longer than that. I know I told you this. You understand? We talked about it, and I think we even talked about it when I was doing your daughter's reading. It wasn't even your reading.
We haven't done her yet, but it was my reading that you
It was your reading.
Me.
Okay.
It was mine. Yeah. It was mine.
You understand? And so yet you haven't done anything with that. And so here's where your challenge is coming in. Because, see, sometimes what we are calling stuck is not really stuck. It means you have everything you need to move your ass to the next level. The question is now, are you going to do what it takes? Mm-hmm. See, we're so quick to say we stuck. No, you ain't stuck. You got everything you need. Now what? What you going to do now? Because everything you need to take you to the next step, you have it.
Okay.
You understand? You have it.
I understand. Mm-hmm. And this has opened up, like, a lot for me. It's exciting now because, like, now I'm ready to create because I have so, you know, many books that I have, like fiction books, but just putting my magic in there and,
Yes.
It is exciting.
I mean, isn't that exciting? And that is you on a soul level because now you can begin to create however your soul leads you. That is your soul power. And you have that within you. So you're not stuck. This is not what stuck is. You have everything that you need. It's about you really beginning to say to yourself, do I really want to move to that next level? Or do I want to stay here and be the dreamer? It's okay. Because there are a group of people on this planet that will just be dreamers. They will just dream about it. They will just keep dreaming about it. They'll keep talking about it. And that's fine because everybody gets to use their will, their soul power, how they choose to use it. You want to know what your soul power is calling you to do? Create. And you have what you need to create. You get those books and you start putting them there. This is about realization. Because, see, nobody's going to come do your soul work for you. You can rest assured of that. Nobody. So Brother Bilal can chart you out and give you all the steps to the end of the year. I can tell you about your past life to heal the things that are going on now, tell you what's going to open up for you in the future. But if you do not take the steps to create that, if you do not step into your soul power and move forward, absolutely nothing is going to happen. I did the show where I told you guys that there are so many millionaires and billionaires that will be created based on information that is being heard here. How do I know this? Because I've tracked it for 3 years back, and those millionaires and those billionaires have come to me. Why am I telling you guys this in numbers? Because that's what y'all like to talk about. So I know that when I say that, you can recognize the level of frequency that these people on this planet who are conscious people have opened up from themselves for this same information that Miss Blue does. Friday and Sunday night, Esther with me and all the guests on the remix and all of you guys calling in, they are learning from you guys and taking that information in, and they are moving their ass forward.
So, well, I'm ready to move my ass forward.
Okay. Okay. We're going to hold you to that. We're going to hold you to that. So know that you're not stuck. You're just at the point where you have got to start creating. You've got to start
creating.
That's where I'm at. Yes. And I'll tell you guys, those who are in self-invested, they know that that's where a lot of creation goes on. So for a lot of you guys out there, self-invested is another one of those tools that really will help you to finite those things, skills, and help you to begin to move yourself forward. So, yeah. So peace and love to you. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing how that's going. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Good night.
All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 816. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing? Gary from Kansas City.
Who is it?
Gary from Kansas City. How you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm beautiful, Gary from Kansas City. How are you?
Pretty good. You doing all right?
You know what? Yes, I'm good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. A little nervous, but I'm all right.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I just am. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, you don't have to be scared. You ain't got to be scared.
All right. Thank you. That makes me feel a little better.
Well, good, good, good. So what's so for you? What's your question?
I was listening to you had a lot of interesting things from the Martin changing his name into all the past lives and kind of being scared to move on or to die from your past life to continue on with this life.
Yes.
You know, a lot of that touched on with me. It made a lot of sense. It feels like it's like a lot of things that I can't explain that I can't really shake. And I'm trying to, but I don't know how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I need to move forward in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't really know how to make that move.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So let me ask you the question when you say it's some things that you just can't shake. And I know what you're talking about when you say there are things you can't shake. And what happens is the mind is powerful. And the mind will show you a movie like you've never seen before in your life. It will put it in live, living color, and it will play that movie over and over and over and over and over and over and over again in your mind. So tell us about what you can't shake.
It's like I got a fear of death for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been kind of troubling me since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just like I can't really get past it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I actually caught on the realization when you and Brother Bilal was doing the show last Sunday on the realization, and
mm-hmm.
that was one of my answers to, you know, what is it that I've come to realize, and is that life doesn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I'm trying to come into that, but it's, I don't know, it's like something inside me just, you know,
mm-hmm.
just won't fathom that.
It won't let you. So let me ask you a question. How old are you? About 31?
28.
You're 28. Okay. So, and I'm asking you this for a reason, and I'll kind of clear some things up for you. It feels like this is getting more intense for you, this dying thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say, like, it's getting more intense for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's getting more intense. Well, I'll tell you this, is that it does come from a past life. The dying does come from a past life. And the other thing that I want to say to you is that tell me about you and cars.
Me and cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, I don't really have a fascination with them or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So, well, the reason I ask you about that is sometimes tell me how you feel when you're driving this school bus and you kind of have one of these flashes about you dying.
Um, haven't really had one. Not while I'm driving a bus. I've been dry. I can't say this. I have been driving since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've been driving for a long time. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, I've been driving for a minute now. And good, too, to where I'm talking about 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, I know. The reason I brought up cars for you, okay, and it didn't necessarily have to be when you were in the bus, but I wanted to ask is because in a past life, and this wasn't a really, really ancient past life. It was a fairly early past life. You died in a car accident as a young child. So I'm going to tell you this so we can get you past this whole fear of this whole car thing and driving. See, one of the reasons, like, people who talk to you and see you, they would never guess you was a school bus driver. Would they? The last person in the world to drive a freaking school bus.
Yep.
Like people would say, not that there's nothing wrong with a school bus driver, but he just looks the hell is he doing?
Right.
You drive school buses?
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Even and from the students and with some of the new students.
That's right. Even for the kids, they like. Did you knock the bus driver in the head and drag him to the corner and take the bus? Are you stealing the bus? What you doing?
Even some employees still don't believe it. They like, what are you doing here? Or, you know, that's true though. That's true. All right,
okay.
Yeah,
so I want to kind of show you how past lives work. There was a situation where your family had a lot of children. It was about 4 or 5 of you. And you guys were all, are we in the after hours? Oops. I didn't even give a warning. I'm so sorry.
You're in the zone.
I was all in your damn records. I was so damn record.
You zoned out. That's cool.
My goodness. Okay, so it was a whole bunch of you guys, and you all were traveling. And interesting enough, you guys were traveling headed towards Chicago. And you were in a car.
Wow.
And your father was tired, but he wanted to make it and he wanted to get the family where he was. Actually, you guys were headed towards Chicago for work, and the car that he had wasn't even his car. Someone needed the car to be transported, and your father was working for them, and they agreed that he could move the family and that you guys could drive and you could take the car to go to Chicago. Well, your mother was in the back seat, and you sat up front with your dad because you really, really felt you could drive, like you really could drive. And you were talking to your father, and you were so excited about the trip and looking at everything. You were very fascinated with driving, and you wanted to do it. And in the course, your father fell asleep at the wheel.
Wow.
And there was a side of a road, because it was kind of like a dirt road, that went off the edge of a cliff, and the whole family was killed.
Wow. Man, oh man.
So now,
what?
I want you to understand why you were feeling that. And like you said, you've been driving ever since you've been about 8 years old, because typically when we come back as children, those things that was closest to us, we begin to get that. That energy is there with us. So it's literally like you was daring your mama and them, like, I can drive for real. No, I'm serious, y'all. I can drive. And they looking like, no, you can't. And you thinking, yes, I can, because I done watched my father do it in the past life for so damn long. I know how to do this.
Wow. That's crazy.
And that was one of your desires. And then here's the other thing. You were the oldest child of your brothers and sisters. And so every day, people don't know this about you, but I'm going to share one of your secrets out there. And if you have a one in your life, she could always use to get an extra little smile out of you. Is that nothing, I won't say nothing brings you more joy, but you truly get joy out of picking up those kids and dropping them off safe.
Mm-hmm. I've done it. With no problems. Won safety awards, yes. Safe driver awards and everything.
That's right. That is like your whole soul is like, I made it, I picked them up safely, and I dropped them off safely. So,
wow.
These fears that you're having is from a past life. You're not going to die in this life. Not at that age, not at that young age. And sisters in the chat room already asking, are you married? You know what? Y'all are too much. Y'all too much.
That's crazy. I mean, but now that you said that, I did have a fascination with cars, now that I think of it, when I was very little, like, I don't know, 3 or 4, I guess. They used to buy me little cars all the time. You just leave me with them cars and I'm good.
You're good because that was your fascination that was there. And so a big part of your satisfaction for you is really where you are. You're still carrying some of that past life fear because you watched your father and you watched him fall asleep. And, you know, you said something real interesting. You're a school bus driver. Yeah. Do that, and you do it with pride. Like you said, you've won awards and how safe you are. You understand? You ain't just driving the bus. You literally are taking these souls, and you're able to do what you said. Here's another connection, because one of the other things for you, too, it's important for you to really begin to understand. It's nothing more important to you. You love it. That your mother would know and be proud of you. But for your father to trust you is a big issue.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yes. Because see, your father in the past life did not trust what you were saying. Didn't trust. Because you kept telling him, let me drive, Dad. You're tired. Let me drive. And you came back into this world saying, let me drive. I can drive, y'all.
Mm.
You understand? So when we start to tap into our soul power and understand some of these things that we brought back from our past lives, and we have many of them, you have many of them, you understand, that weighs heavy on you because, one, when you're a young soul and you incarnated pretty fast back. Because that was like maybe in the early 1800s. You incarnated back because we're just coming into the 20th century. So you incarnated pretty fast back to come back. But a big part of your work that you came back to do, it has a lot to do with sort of being that gatekeeper. And so all of those children really is the young soul. See, when our soul is evolving, what's happening for you is that you just haven't evolved to your total soul work. But this is a part of it. This is why we're always doing our work. You understand? So you may be saying to yourself, of course, Ms. Blue, I didn't come back here to just be a bus driver, did I? Of course not. But your soul is evolving, and this is the part of you that you have to take care of first. I guarantee you a couple of things. I've seen this so much in the records. And one of those things that I've seen is instant healing. Like, I can even see your energy, your aura is different from you, because now you understand why this fear of death was so heavy on you. You thought it was just the fucked up decisions you made in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been weighing on me.
But that's not what it is. That's not what it is at all. It is because you died so young and you're so closely connected with that same work from that particular life. That's what it is. So now what you're going to find over the course of the next couple of months, maybe the next 4 to 5, 6 months, you're going to see that different things start to come into you as an interest to you that you're really going to begin to heavily gravitate towards. Like there's even a part of you, but you don't know why you keep hesitating. There's a part of you that want to move to another place, but you just don't know where to go.
Yeah. You talking about like out of the state where I'm in now?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Yes, that's right.
Yes. So just don't know where to go. Well, this is what I want to tell you. Just hold on. Because now that you understand exactly what this is all about and why you had to spend this time as a bus driver, a school bus driver, taking these children, and one of the more precious things that you can do on this planet is to be in the presence of these souls, because these souls at the level that you're transporting, they recognize their soul power. You understand? And all of that energy is being filtered into you to build you up from that particular life where you were a child in the car. You understand? And every single day that you ride on that bus, that is you healing that energy from your father trusting you. Every award that says that you're a safe driver and that you're responsible, this is healing all of that inside of you. So none of this is wasted. What's going to happen in the course of the next couple of months, all kinds of things are going to start coming to you. And then you're going to be like some of the other callers, like, I really want to do this. I'm thinking about going to school for that. I'm thinking about moving. I'm thinking about that. All kinds of things are going to open up for you. But I can tell you this. Of course, all of us must die, and we know nothing truly dies. We move on to, a higher plane or to go. But you got quite a bit of work to do here, so you're going to be around for quite a while unless you extremely, extremely move away from your soul power, and I don't see you doing that, you understand? But you're not going to. That's not what it is. So you can let that energy lift up off of you. That's not what it is. It's not a cloud of death, but it is a cloud to have brought you to the point where you could finally call in, press the button, and ask the real question that you wanted to ask at a soul level. And so you got a soul level answer.
Right. I sure did. You hit me with it. And I was thinking about Chicago, where I wanted to go too. That was one of the spots where I was thinking about.
There you go.
Because I'm in the Midwest already.
Yes, confirmation. That's why I love the Akashic Records. This is why I love doing the work that I do, because you can't make this shit up on your best day, you guys. It's real work. It's real life stuff. And so I want you to explore that. Look at pictures at Chicago. You'll notice that the more that you continue to follow your soul power, the further away from that whole scenario of you dying early or any of that, that's going to dissipate from you.
Okay. I got you. I appreciate it.
Well, the sisters still want to know if you marry.
Nah, I'm not married. Nah, I'm not. No.
Now, y'all just unheard the man died when he was like 8 years old in a car crash. Y'all trying to marry the thing. They don't care. They don't care. It's just proof they don't care. Yes, they off the chain for real. I know what got you guys, because he's taking the babies around and he's doing it with so much love and care. I know what got you guys. All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line.
All right. Thanks,
Mr. You're welcome. Peace and love. Well, you guys, listen up. Y'all are too much, I promise you. Well, I just want to say this, you guys. It has been an amazing share here. I see so many of you guys still on the phone line here waiting for your calls to be answered. I am going to get ready to wrap it up here, though. I do want to close the show, and I think this is a beautiful place. I don't want the show to cut off on us. Kind of like how we went into the after hours. Like I was going into his records, and I just went into a whole nother place, so I didn't even see that. So I really, it is my wish for all of you that you will download this show, that you will listen to this show, that you will begin to think about your soul's power. We'll be doing more work on the soul power. We will talk about more about self-realization because it is so important. While you're celebrating, many of you are going to be off tomorrow in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Don't see this as merely some human thing that you don't want to participate in, but it is something that all of us on the planet should be proud for, someone who understood their soul power and recognized it to the fullest. The cosmic web has opened up, and these portals are available to be seen by those of us who can tap into those frequencies, which is all of you. So tonight, before you all go to bed, I want you, if you have some maple syrup, dab it on your tongue before you go to sleep. And I want you to keep that journal next to you because I want you to go out into the astral realm. I want you to begin to call on all of those energies within yourself so that you can begin to start walking and tapping more into your soul's power so that you can recognize that and begin to continue to evolve yourself and move forward. So I just want to wish everybody peace, and I want to wish you guys love. It's been a great share here. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the share here tonight. So send me an email. I'll be seeing some of you guys in the reading. So I'll be seeing you in the readings coming up this week. I'll see you guys in, of course, the Priestess and self-invested coming up. But I want you guys to really, really begin to think about that and see what you come up with. You know, really begin to just move that energy forward. These are some beautiful times that we're out here, and we have so many different souls that have evolved themselves at so many different levels that it's so much that is possible to us now that has never been possible for us in the humankind, world kind, cosmic kind of the planet Earth. And we're all here growing up together. We can do it in a very, very grandiose way. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Go love it on Facebook. Go love it on Twitter. Love it on iTunes. You know, leave a message, leave a comment, and by all means, share your thoughts and share your love. So peace and love to all of you guys out there. I had so much fun here sharing here tonight, and I wish I had that song, Papa Ute. I thought I uploaded Papa Ute. I guess I didn't, because I like Papa Ute. We're going to have to talk about that, as well as our international callers out there. I didn't give you guys a step-by-step shout out, but I want you guys to know that your love is felt. It's always so good to connect with all of you guys from all over the world, and also to let you guys know, if you go on YouTube and you Google the Know Your Magic deck with Miss Blue and type in Mozambique, because I got an email for myself and Esther and Miss Blue from a sister in Mozambique, which is on the continent of Africa, and how she's using the Kim deck in a very, very powerful way. So I always get these stories. We have listeners from all over the world, from Belgium, from France, from Italy, from Egypt, from Siberia, from Mozambique, from Libya, listening from China, from Australia, from New Zealand, from India, from England, from Canada, from Jamaica, Barbados, and Trinidad, and South Africa, from all over the place. It is real, you guys. They are out there. They are doing their work. And I just love you guys so much. I am so thankful to be in your presence so that we can all just keep growing up on Earth here in the remix. And I want to hear something Let me see what we're going to hear. I just want to send love out to everyone out there. I could name everybody, but I think we'll be here all night. But everyone out there, to know that I love you. You're in my heart. You're in my thoughts. And I'm just excited until we come back again and come back again as a family. So let's see. I want to hear something. What do I want to hear? I'm going to play something. You know, I want to hear something. Let me see. I know what you guys are saying. You need to be doing some more readings. Listen, we're going to do some more readings. We'll get a chance to get to that. I want to hear something. What do I want to hear? I want to hear something. Much love, warm spirit. Much love out there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
I'm still looking, you guys. Hold on. I don't know what I want to hear. I want to hear something. Yes. I do. I feel like I don't know. Where's my J Electronica? I want to play some J. I want to hear a little bit of Drake. I want to hear a little bit of Beyonce. I don't know. Like, I'm all over the place with the music tonight. Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me see. I want to hear something. I want to hear my girl. I want to hear For Real. Let me see what I want to hear. You know what? I want to hear something. Here we go. Do I want to play it? Do I want to press the button? Here we go.
Oh,
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. This morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Souls generated by love. You can be that servant.
I'm a mind magician. I practice my mind, and you magicians who condition your mind by keeping your thoughts confined in the confines of bad thinking. So now I'm linking God's thinking to your thinking, because the universe is blinking in your mind, but you're too blind to see the powers in your mind as the universe goes blink, blink. Use the magic in your mind. Blink, blink. Just say the universe is mine. The universe is mine. The universe is mine. The universe is mind. So I really don't mind if you matter, because I practice mind over matter. For what matters is the mind. So stop being blind to the fundamentals. All is mind, the universe is mental, and your mind is the most essential, most instrumental instrument in the orchestra of existence. For we exist in manifested thoughts, so we're a part of all the thoughts that we have brought into fruition. So to change our ill conditions, we have to change our mind's condition by reconditioning our minds. We need those with open minds to open up closed minds, and those with business minds to mind their business. As we remind each other to keep our minds full by being mindful of those who play mind games and use mind control to keep us mind stressed and leave us mindless, because they know God will bless the mind that's got its own. So get your own mind, because you can't own mine. But if you lose your mind seeking peace of mind, then don't worry your mind, because I will give you a piece of my mind. For in my mind, too many people are out of their minds, and they never keep in mind that if they lose their minds, that they can find their minds by making up their minds to follow a lead where shallow minds can't perceive or conceive the thoughts being taught in my schools, where minds rule flesh without distraction. For whosoever controls your thoughts controls your actions. So act on your thoughts by giving them thoughts, for thoughts guide the mind, and mind is divine. So don't give your mind to these blind politicians who have your mind conditioned to keep away from magicians like me. See, I'm a mind magician, an alchemist of thoughts, transmuting dense thoughts to precious thoughts and precious thoughts to perfection. I used to give my mind C-sections, just the C-sections of my thoughts. For I'm the heart of the art form, where cold minds get warm from staying informed by staying informed. But you've been misinformed to use my skin form to inform you of who I am. So your datum is wrong, for I'm not just a black man. I'm the man that made God to make man in my image, because I'm aging, imaging black. See, I'm that mental magician who became the first politician to run for mayor in Electric City. I won by 50,000 votes just to revolt against this false age where the power is gauged by those in power of the people's minds and the people's souls. Using religion to practice mind control, while they would hold the light by storing the light in light bulbs and black holes, where black holes the light like my mind, to give life to your minds as I redefine lines to make you read the fine lines. So what will you do in a time without time, where your mind is a cage and you believe that this is the information age, but don't even know your information's age? For the page is protesting your free verse. So free yourself first before you and I verse about the universe's versatility in the university of life, where we write with the mind in the jungle of the mind.
swinging on the vines just to prove we're divine, for the mind is divine where things intertwine. So life and death are in your mind, free and slave is in your mind, for everything is in your mind. So to free yourself, just free your mind.
I'm a mind magician.
I'm a mind magician.
I'm a mind magician.
I'm a mind magician.
Constellations.
Constellations.
Where am I? Am I a purpose drawn or a purpose spawned as a vagabond? I wonder as I wander these streets with hands in pockets and shades engraved to eye sockets as rocks prepare your heavenly skies. Futuristically, I seek answers through cancer's eyes to revitalize thoughts of who I am. Was I a slave to this earth as a project of Area 51 confiscated by Uncle Sam in desperation to calendar years to seek my fam? Or to fight the wars in these streets between the airy spears to comfort rain sheets of Gemini's tears cast down through gazillions of light years. Submerse in pain, grain through sharp shears, leaving shallow blood stains and tears. Where have I been? A stargazing at amazing things displayed in your heavenly bodies of bliss. Conjured up since Genesis, sequel sentences and revelations swallowed in the abyss of timelessness guilt trips. Who am I? Where do I exist? In the midst of astrology telling me that by the positions of the planet, sun, and moon, and earth, sky, that I am a bison that sits high in your sky. Where do I come from? Was I dropped off by slave ships or placed there by spaceships to harvest this planet we take for granted? Social security numbers evolve with the economy as astrology configures 365 days of my lifetime multiplied by 30 years of my lifeline. Wondering where do I align the skies as Milky Way galaxies drift beyond me? Vacuuming my soul into the sky so satellites read me. Constellations, I need you to feed me. Show me where I need to be. But I keep asking these questions from deep within my psyche about who I might be. Am I a leader or a follower? A prophet to poetry or a peddler selling sin to the popularity? Am I what needs to exploit the sins of men, women, and children seeking redemption on earthly lawn, sky watching and awaiting earth's end? Or is it a matter of time before they are swallowed whole by their earthly sins? Was I put here to seek salvation or solemn in tears of the devil's temptations? Do I? Timepiece somewhere in time, the night skies of genius, directions of females falling from Venus, trailing drip drops of trails of semen, trails of males on Mars, shooting stars of aspirations. To figure the difference between us as she swells, crossing X and Y chromosomes at 9 months accuracy to expel hidden mythological tales that give details about humanitarian inhabitants around me. Stars connect, but neglect to tell me what my need is here by the writings on your lunar moon. And if I'm here to fulfill that purpose soon. Speak during your chains of shifts, during the seasons, accumulating reasons by the chains of your moons. But what are you trying to tell me that I need to know before I succumb? Poison the discretions of death's balance sheet to keep this world stable as it shifts tables to Libra scale systematically, mathematically, and climatically. I try telepathically to communicate with your body of stars through satellite dishes, sending messages through Pisces fishes with liquid eyes so wide as they swim by in nearby open skies. I try reading them as the solar system orbits by, while conversing with Gemini's twin about why she cries. Sagittarius, I must tell you that Aquarius tried to drown me, Leo tried to devour me, and Capricorn tried to stab me with his horns because I asked them what I am and where am I from. Can you please help me? Discover me? Answer me. Do I have an unearthly name or is it pronounced the same as the one I have earthly gained? Am I a gift from heaven here to speak to the people? Teach the people? Or just be amongst the people? I've met so many life forms that are intelligent yet still irrelevant and negligent to the truth. I'm not sure if I should speak unconsciously writing poetry, babbling as I did with crowns as a youth, drooling on silver moons through a deciduous tooth, or should I speak silently leaving messages scribed on bathroom walls and phone booths? I do not just trust Scorpio who stung me with her tail so unholy. She has tainted me with lust so the virgin Virgos could seduce me and drain everything bestowed to me. So I asked God to show me. He just told me, look heavenly through telescope yokes and light the path to darkness with the brightness that refracts off the moon parallel to moons in my bedroom, gradually enlightening me spiritually to share these pieces of me. Where am I? Do Why even exist? Or is this a dream that drifts outside my body? Where do I come from? Am I a earthly or a mystery placed in someone else's body? Constellations and astrologers telling me no answers to try to help solve me. So through poetry, I give all of me, hoping that all constellations of astrology will accept all of me. Constellations, are you accepting all of me? Help me. Find me. Constellations of astrology.